Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
I love what happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash. This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Like the BBC,
Nice.
Pause.
Yeah. Pause too long.
I paused thinking someone's going to say pause, and I...
Oh, did he?
Whatever.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 145. Today, we are debating the most underappreciated TV shows. Very difficult topic to seed. Right now in Chicago, they're doing Surviving Barstool, and the studio situation is beyond fucked up, so no Chicago guys today. We have Ragtag Crew, got Dukes, Fights, Wibsy, Pat, and Hubs. Bunch of TV watchers. Lots of options to talk about. This is a very, again, it was difficult to kind of figure out the criterion here of why do you consider something underappreciated. So I'll just give you my methodology here, I guess. So like awards, viewership numbers, network, number of seasons, having a few bad seasons, none of those things are singularly disqualifying for any option on this list. The only singularly disqualifying factor here might be like if I think nobody on this panel other than maybe one person has seen it. Mm-hmm. So you know what I mean? So like I'm not going to sit here and everyone go down the line and everyone's like, oh, I haven't seen that. Don't want to do that. I determined it on a kind of simple method where I'm like, is the show good and was it properly appreciated by everybody, which includes audience, which includes critics? So for how good it really was. So that's kind of like it's a combination of everything. So, but the base question I want you to ask with every one of these options is this. Was this show appreciated by everyone for how good it was? You know what I'm saying? It could be a good show and still be underappreciated. It could be a middling show. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. It's all relative. So just keep that in mind while we're starting. And there's a lot of good TV shows in here. I think we had like legitimately, my initial starting list was something like 75 options. And narrowing it down to 16 was very hard. And we have, in this episode, 4 play-ins. Each one with a combination of different ones of our specific options. So it should be very fun trying to narrow that one down. But our first match of the day is the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed, one of the most submitted options by a lot, which is Eastbound and Down. In Eastbound and Down, obviously anything Danny McBride, people love Danny McBride. But it was on HBO. That's a network kind of thing where it's not everyone has it, not everyone can watch it. But every people love it. The outtakes people love. The Feel It in My Plums, Will Ferrell thing, always funny. And that's going up as number 12 seed. Another one submitted a ton of 24. 24 got a lot of votes. And I'll tell you right now, I've watched like one episode of 24. But it's people love 24 like you would not believe in Kiefer Sutherland. So we'll start out with you. Let's say Dukes. Eastbound and Down versus 24. Which show do you think is more underappreciated?
That's going to trip me up. So what I think is better... Or what do I think is the more underappreciated
Show for how good it was?
I think 24 then. I don't think 24 will get enough credit for how good it was.
Were you a big 24 guy?
I watched it when in like sixth grade. It was my first binge-worthy TV show. Eastbound and Down, I like better. I think more people like it. I don't think enough people appreciate 24 for how good it was.
So the base concept of it was just like you have 24 hours to solve something,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the clock would tick.
Oh, it's in real time.
Yeah. In real time, yeah. Yes. That was the basic, yeah. What network was it?
Fox.
Fox, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So East, one vote for 24 right now. Fights.
I guess the fact that I haven't seen 24 would be an argument for 24.
Exactly.
I love Eastbound and Down. I think both of these are pretty appreciated. I think like if you, particularly older people, I think that's kind of going to be a little disconnect with the audience is that 24 came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, so you kind of stop being in the zeitgeist after 20 years. So, yeah, people don't talk about that much anymore. But I think if you ask people, like, what was the first great show you watched? I think a lot of people say 24. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it, so I'm going to go 24.
I thought Kiefer Sutherland was like the best actor of all time. I thought he was like legitimately my Leo.
That's what I thought after Phone Booth. That's a movie, not a
Oh, that was
like.
A great movie.
Great. In
Phone Booth, I caught his voice. I watched as a kid, and my parents were like, that's not Kiefer Sutherland. I'm like, I watched 24. I know that's Jack. Jack is trying to shoot him.
It was such an old show that, like, my friend passed me the, like, here's season one DVD.
That got passed
around the friend group. And I was like, what the hell?
Phone Booth was just him for 2 hours going, fuck!
Yeah, just him Colin Farrell cursing.
Searching through shit.
I watched that very recently. It's still great.
24. I think the first DVD box set movie or series for me, which was Lost. Like, everyone passed around, like, season one, and they're all, like, the different colors, all the different Lost seasons, and they just tailed off so hard after, like, I think season two. But, man, good show, though.
I never did the DVD box pass around. I was just a big Mega Upload guy.
Oh, Mega Upload? Yeah. Whibsy.
Yeah, 24 was the first, like, box set DVD that I just, like, went through and watched it. But I think that since 24 was on Fox, I feel like it got out to more people and it was more appreciated. I'll go Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, 1 vote, 2-1. And this, because we're 1 down, I'll vote on this. I would say also, I think Eastbound and Down, and again, partially it's the network thing, but Eastbound and Down is so funny, and it's consolidated seasons. Every actor in that is hysterical. It's all these dudes like right at the top, like Craig Robinson.
Stevie Janowski or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
One of the funniest, like, character actors ever. He's so, so good.
I think my TikTok algorithm is there, like, outtakes with Stevie. I cry laughing at
him. Yep.
I think I very recently rewatched that, like within the last month.
Yeah.
So I think that probably affected my because I appreciate it so highly right now. I watched it like a month ago, and it's better than I remembered.
Yeah. I was watching an outtake, and I always think, obviously, the one, Will Ferrell, the plums thing is always so funny, but the one where Michael Pena is doing like the fart noise, like over and over again, they can't stop laughing. It's so good.
Yeah, I think it might be also a generation thing for me. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, I think everybody my generation likes Eastbound and Down. Not everybody my generation has seen 24. Appreciates it. So
yeah, even I'm surprised your generation, like my generation, my grandparents loved 24, but I was young that I really wasn't watching TV yet.
I think it was that 9/11.
Right? It was like what? Early 2000s?
Yep. I got the 9/11 bump.
Like, yeah, it was like that 9/11 like bump. Yes.
So right now we're 2-2, Pat.
I'm going Eastbound and Down. Because of the barrier to entry, like, I think it's the people who have seen it love it for obvious reasons, but I think much more people have seen 24. So in terms of just sheer numbers, Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, 3-2 right now.
Not enough people have seen 24. It's way more underappreciated. That is my show. The fact that we're starting it with this is just, it made me nervous. My heart started pumping the moment you said 24.
Yeah.
Like, that show holds such a special place in my heart. We had rules growing up. Like, if you were out of the house before 9 p.m., but you were going to come back in, you had to stay outside the house until 10 o'clock was up. Like, my dad, his phone, his ringtone was the clock. Like, it just was, it was incredible. And then my mom's was Kill Bill. My dad's was way better than that. The silent clock, whenever the silent clock happened in 24, it meant like a very important character who was like beloved died. Like, that was like, holy shit, like, it's 10 o'clock, I have to go to bed. And like, you know, this person, I don't know if you can even spoil 24 because it's so
old.
That's
just
like,
so old. Yeah.
Edgar Stiles' death is like all time. Like, you just like didn't know what to do with yourself at 10 o'clock there. And even like, I knew Fox. The moment the NFC Championship game ended, every year in January, 24 would do a 2 back-to-back to start the season, like right after that. So it was like you were so amped after football, and then you get 24 for 2.
What was it on? CBS?
Fox, yeah.
Fox, see, like, but there's so many people have seen it. Like,
clearly,
compared to Fox, the lead-in is NFL Sunday?
No. It would start, the season would start once football was over, like the playoffs.
Gotcha.
Football, because they didn't want to compete with it. The fact that John hasn't seen it makes underappreciated.
I haven't seen it.
You're getting slot after the Super Bowl.
It's made for like a Gerard Butler loving guy. Like, it's kind of crafted in a similar way. Action. He doesn't take a sip of water. He doesn't go to the bathroom. He doesn't eat. It's just nonstop. It makes no sense. And every year, it's a little repetitive, where it's like, oh, Jack's a hero. He starts to, you know, he's a rebel. And then all of a sudden, the president doesn't believe him. There's one guy who does believe him. He ends up saving everyone. Then they're like, nope, there's another terrorist. Jack's definitely the terrorist here. And then he saves him again. They never believe him. And the next season, they have to do it all over again.
Well, this has me sold. I'm starting.
Fuck you, about to say that.
I'm starting 24 tonight.
Wait, is he divorced?
So good. Listen, the last few seasons taper off a little bit. And then they tried to run it back. And that was a disaster in itself. And I think they're actually trying to run it back again. I think it's just going to be Jack, like at the helm and director. I don't know if he's going to be in it, but man, there's like seasons 1 through 6, 1 through 7 are unfucking believable.
It's also an argument for 24 that we've made it thus far. I mean, we're probably 5-10 minutes into this conversation now. We haven't brought up Alicia Cuthbert.
Ooh,
like,
yeah,
this was back when there were It Girls. Like I've said before, like I think the internet kind of killed the It Girl. Like there's Instagram, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But like Alicia Cuthbert owned that moment.
Oh my God.
Like it was
old school.
Like, you
right
ask anybody, like who's the hottest girl left? Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the show. I was like, Alicia Cuthbert.
Kim Bauer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's incredible. But yeah, I mean, it's also very bingeable. And like if like going to college, like I had already seen it, but freshman year, like I'm trying to, you know, make new friends on this. I'm on my own, but at night I just throw on 6 episodes of 24. And you don't even know 6 hours have passed, and it's 4 in the morning, you have class in a few hours. But man, that show to me, I will go to war for that show any day.
So we are 3-3 right now. Steve, you're going to have to break the tie. Our producer today.
I'll be honest, I haven't ever heard of Eastbound and Down.
Heard of Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Holy shit.
Steve.
That makes it hard, actually.
What, 24 was one of the first shows I started watching with my wife because she loved it, if that means anything. But I've never heard of the other one.
Never heard of it? Eastbound and Down. I've never...
Just because he hasn't heard of it, I actually would like to change my vote to Eastbound and Down.
Fuck, I think that means
he's for a tree, Steve.
That clearly just proves that like Eastbound and Down is underappreciated.
Yeah,
I don't even know the name of it.
It is one of the funnier things, and it was like David Gordon Green and all them, and they did all those other things too. They obviously did like Vice Principals together and some other shows, but or movies too. They did Halloween together, the reboot one. But yeah, I mean Eastbound and Down is a classic, but it's again the barrier of the network plus like even I mean Steve not even hearing about it is. I think it has me sold too.
It's like we should have almost asked him like who is the star of Eastbound Down just to like see what he would say.
Yeah, but I didn't already say Danny McBride. Yeah. But either way, Eastbound Down is going to move on. Now we have our 4 seed versus the 13 seed play-in game, our first play-in game of the day, which is I believe all Hubs options actually.
Okay.
So these are all your ones, starting with Prison Break, which beyond you, a lot of people talked about Prison Break.
I was just throwing out lists. Like it's so tough to know if something is underappreciated because.
I think Prison Break's a great pick.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine.
I've watched like the first 2 seasons.
That was the lead in the 24.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Prison Break into 24 at 9.
Mm-hmm. Heroes, people loved Heroes. That got killed by the writer's strike at the time, which really sucked. Mm-hmm. Franklin and Bash is one. It made me laugh.
I didn't recommend it. Oh, that was you. Okay.
Wait, is that the
No, I love
Players?
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We used to play, Pong in college, and if you made a shot, you'll get called Franklin and Bash, and if you missed it, you'll get called Rosoli and Isles.
Rosoli and Isles.
That was like the female version. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, Rosoli and Isles. Classic, classic sexism.
another Hubs one, Las Vegas, which I loved Las Vegas. That's a TNT classic. That's James Caan. Fucking Josh Duhamel, and then like a bunch of other people that nobody will ever remember again, but really good show about like casino securities. And then some Dukes ones, Watchmen on HBO, another barrier to entry one, Damon Lindelof, fantastic show. Winning Time, which got, I think, unjustly canned after 2 seasons. Shameless, which I think I kind of teeter in between on that, where I think a lot of people have seen it and also kind of teeters off, and it was Showtime. Yeah, now it's on Netflix. More people are starting to watch it. Trailer Park Boys, which a lot of people... That got a lot of ride, yeah. And then lastly, The Bookie, which I haven't watched. That's a Mount Skalska's show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a fun watch.
Yeah.
I like stressful shows.
I do too.
What
like my attention? Shows?
I like to be like... I like to like have an anxiety attack every hour.
Oh, God, I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
The exact same way. It needs to be like,
loves, like
on the edge of my
gems
street.
And fucking yes. Like yes.
I thought of. I was like, yeah, you definitely love Uncut.
I think it's like one of the best movies of all time.
All time.
Who's
crazy?
I'm comfortable being uncomfortable.
All time?
Yeah. I was like, I've watched it once. It was good. I'm never going to watch
every
it.
Every other watch after.
Let him go.
Yeah.
You should let him go.
So the bookie is just Maniscalco's the bookie?
Yeah, and he has like a security guard. It's in Los Angeles. It's like it's legalized books all throughout America, but like California's not. So he's still a bookie, like doing things like it's like 1980.
Yeah, the only thing I know about the show is that I forget who was saying it. They did like a reunion of the Two and a Half Men within the bookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like all the main dudes were back in it, and like you saw pictures.
Yes, Charlie Sheen's in it when they go.
Great.
They go to rehab to like get money from Charlie Sheen because he's like down money.
Okay, so among these options, which do we think is the most underappreciated? Prison Break, Heroes, Franklin and Bash, Las Vegas, Watchmen, Winning Time, Shameless, Trailer Park Boys, or The Bookie? We'll start with you, Dukes. Which one of these do you want to move on to face our four seed?
Dude, if you don't say Trailer Park Boys.
I think it's Trailer Park Boys. That's the one that spoke to me the most. That one, I think that's one of the best comedies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Truly just one of those shows that you could throw on at any time and get a good laugh.
Yeah. Deep cult following, too.
Yes. 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 Canadian background. Leahy's like one of my favorite characters of all time. I'm going to go Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys? Fights?
First and foremost, would anyone like a Madeline?
I love Madelines. I'm so full.
What are they?
They're good. You can have one.
Like a poofy.
Never had one before.
Oh, no pun, joke intended.
I'll try one.
The answer here is Franklin and Bash.
Yep.
This is just bread.
Cornbread.
It's like lemon. It's like a lemon treat. Yeah, it's delicious. Franklin and Bash?
Yeah, it's Franklin and Bash. I don't know if it's Canadian racism, but like I can't do Trailer Park Boys or
Letterkenny. Yeah.
No, I've never. I've watched them both. Like, to be fair, I haven't given it like a real effort, but I've watched like one or two episodes each and just didn't grab me. Franklin and Bash is like the perfect watch. Like, it's a little fun. There's a little mystery, a little something we're figuring out, a little comedy, and you just chill for 45 minutes. Franklin Bashes. Like Trailer Park Boys, I don't think of as underrated because people talk about it all the time. Like, it is a very regular show. Like, people be like, what's your favorite show? Trailer Park Boys.
Was there a barrier to entry with it?
I don't think so. I think it was on Comedy Central after a bit, right?
Like, I have no idea. I just watched it on
Netflix.
Franklin
and Bash on? Like,
TNT?
That's the thing. Like, underrated barrier of entry. Like, it's a culty thing to get onto Trailer Park Boys. Yeah. Everyone can watch
it. I saw Franklin and Bash on TV, and I'd purposely not watch it. It was one of those shows I was like, this cannot be good.
Can't watch Breckenmeyer.
Great. Breckenmeyer, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Camille
Nanjiani.
Camille Nanjiani, that's right.
There's a couple other people in it, too, I feel like, but I'm forgetting. But anyway, it's great.
Mm-hmm. So one Franklin and Bash with Vibsy?
I'm there with fights on Trailer Park Boys. In college, everybody talked about it. Everyone was like, oh, you got to watch this. It's the greatest show ever. And then whenever I tried to watch it, I think because everyone was saying how great it was, I just like couldn't get into it. But I can see how that would be a pick. I'm going to say Prison Break just because it was the one that I said. But again, it's on Fox. It's like 24 where everyone saw it. But the first season of Prison Break is one of the greatest seasons of TV ever. Yeah. Like, it's so good. And then it
was good until fucking What's His Dick got in it.
So What's His Name came out of the closet, ruined the whole fucking
Yeah, that too. That too.
What's his name? He has a Westworth.
No, the guy we fucking always go to war with. We like sued and stuff.
Rappaport.
Oh, yeah.
Long before like we ever had fights with him or anything like that, he got on that show and I was like, this show sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an old school Michael Rappaport hater.
Well, he might sue you.
When he came into the office, must have been so confusing.
Oh, I wouldn't. We had an interview with him at KC Radio. I was like, Kevin, can you just do it alone? I didn't do it. I fucking hate that guy. Like, not even like a fun hate. I find him not entertaining at all.
Respect.
That's very real.
So which one are you going for, Wibsy?
I'm going to go with Prison Break.
You think Prison Break being the lead in to 24 hurt or helped it? Are people locked in for 24 at 9? They're not even considering what's on at 8 o'clock? Or like, are they like, oh, like we're here a little early for 24. This isn't bad. Let me start watching this now.
I don't know exactly how that works in the TV world.
No idea.
How that hurts or helps certain shows. Because if you're like, Impractical Jokers during the tournament, like that has to help, right? Like,
right.
Or, but I don't know if that works in this case with TV versus live entertainment. So I'm not entirely sure. I think between these options that we have right now, I watched minimal Franklin and Bash. Prison Break Season 1 is so good. I'd go with that. I'd go with Prison Break Season 1. And I don't think a lot of people really talked about it in that sense, but it was very much more culty and much less culty than Trailer Park Boys, I would say. Like, way less appreciators.
Break was a popular... my answer.
Well, you can change your answer.
It's Shameless for me.
Shameless?
Yeah, it's not Trailer Park Boys. I got peer pressured by Pat. He looked at me in the eye. He said, you better vote for me. I was like, yes, sir.
I was surprised it worked.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more than...
surprised it worked. I was like, oh.
I'm very easily peer pressured. It's Shameless. It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
William H. Macy in that show is unbelievable.
Jeremy Allen White.
Blockbuster shows that you guys are talking about. But, meaning they're wild, they're widely appreciated.
Well, no, this is on Showtime.
No.
It's like not.
Yeah, this is. It's not even like HBO. Like nobody has Showtime.
Yeah.
You, people watch it now because like of Netflix
or something.
It moved to Netflix. It moved to like time. After it finished. It went.
Who's
to
the guy? Who's the guy in this, the cook show?
Jeremy Allen White.
That's he's lip in Shameless. Yep. It's one of the best acting jobs of all time.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Monaghan even like he went on. He's doing like the Star Wars shit now. He's all his crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I feel like there's a lot more actors in that too that were good. But yeah, that's just Showtime for you, I guess. So one for Shameless, one for Franklin Bash, two for Prison Break.
I'm going Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys. You're into the Canadians?
I'm into the Canadians. I think that just like barrier of entry and like culty, like not many people know about it. Also, we have to remember like when this came out, we were in college 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So like that is like a long time for this show to be gone. And that's a whole generation of people who don't even know what it is who don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So it makes me double down on Trailer Park Boys.
So we all appreciate it in my generation.
So two for Prison Break, one for Franklin and Bash, one for Shameless, one for Trailer Park Boys. Hubs.
Definitely not going Trailer Park Boys because you are part of the reason why 24 didn't advance. So I can't have that happen. At not picking Las Vegas, but I want to give you were listening to some people of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Three women, because Eric is watching this middle school, high school, right when I come home from school, we're sick. Las Vegas was an instant. Molly Sims, Vanessa Marcel, Nikki Cox. Three absolute bombshell women who, like, younger Eric was like, yep, women are great. Like, I love these people. Josh Duhamel's great. James Caan. I can't pick it, though. The other one was Franklin Bash. I don't want to pick that. Prison Break is the answer.
Prison Break is the answer.
And I suggested four of these, so I like a lot of them, but Prison Break, I mean... It is Michael Scofield. It's so good. And you know, I asked that question, like, did it hurt the 24? No, for me, it didn't hurt. Prison Break into 24, doubleheader on Mondays on Fox. That is like partially when, you know, I'm sure we're going to get into Heroes, Lost, The Office. When they were just running all week.
All bangers, too, like, yeah.
There was nothing else you needed to do. You didn't have to make plans. Like, that was just, and then we get to the weekend and you're at the weekend. But, and honestly, the weekend was sad back then because those shows weren't on.
Yeah, they weren't on anymore.
I fucking love talking TV.
My answer is Prison Break, partially because the doubleheader on Monday was so sick.
Dude, Prison Break, when he first showed off, like, the tattoo, and they're like,
oh, yeah, the tattoo was a map of the fucking prison. It's coming back to me now.
That's an issue I have. Has anyone watched it recently?
Prison Break?
No.
Yeah, not that recently. No.
Like, so when it popped on Netflix, I gave it a watch. The tattoo like doesn't help at all.
No. It's very frustrating. Well, I'm like, how the fuck does that mean anything?
How does he read it? It is that part I don't.
My memory, it's like the exact blueprint of the fucking thing, and it's like actually this star means some like prison guard is going to be off on break now. Like, that doesn't fucking mean that. There's no way he could have known that.
Either way, Prison Break's going to move on, and it's going to face our number four seed. Definitely one of the most, I think without a doubt, one of the most underappreciated shows because it is fantastic, and that is The Americans. The Americans is one of the greatest espionage series ever created, and it did not get really the eyes it deserved. And I think that comes to, maybe it's like an FX thing or not. FX makes so many great shows, like probably its second best network only to HBO, and maybe some stuff just kind of gets lost in the fray, but man, fucking The Americans is so good. So The Americans is going up against Prison Break. We'll start with you, Hubs.
I'm picking The Americans because I've never seen it.
I mean, that's it.
So, I as much as I love Prison Break, it was on network TV.
Yeah.
You know, so I think for all those reasons, I think Dave talks endlessly about The Americans. I'm pretty sure he loves it too. Like, it's a show that I get into, and it seems espionage, all that, I'm in. But yeah, I haven't seen it, so how could I not? You know, that's the definition of this whole thing. And I know it's obviously great. Does it win awards?
But yeah, it's won some.
Yeah, so I mean, you got to go to Americans based off just the logic and point of us doing this.
Fucking Kerry Russell, great actress, paired with Matthew Reese, who becomes her husband in real life, playing husband and wife sleeper cell Soviet agents in 80s America, trying to undermine American operations, dressing up in fucking costumes, like doing honeypot schemes, like doing all this crazy shit. It's amazing. Except for the fucking daughter, which is like this. Do you guys watch? Was it not Homefront?
Homeland.
Yeah, the daughter in Homeland just being.
Echo, I think her name was.
Whoa! It's like the same thing with the daughter in The Americans. Other than that. Incredible.
They do that with a lot of prestige shows. They just make the daughter a real piece of shit.
Just a fucking Mad Men.
Mad Men I've never seen. Homeland, what was the other one? Californication.
Oh.
She actually comes around later, but at first she's like, will you stop being just a dick all the time?
Actually, fucking Debbie and Shameless.
Just a hooah.
Yeah,
Deadly Intimidation is the worst.
What's your thing, like Family Guy, like Meg? Like, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy even think about like a cop, like, cartoon.
We're really mean to daughters, man. Yeah. Let's start with you, or go to you now, Pat.
I guess based on Hub's reasoning, I'll have to go not Prison Break, whatever the other
the
one
Americans.
Was. I don't even know the name of it. The Americans. I've never even heard of it.
It is truly like one of the best.
And it's on FX?
It was on FX, now on Hulu.
Yeah, for sure. Prison Break got its flowers. Yeah. So what was the other one?
I would go with The Americans as well. Again, it is an unbelievable show.
Yeah, everyone, I haven't seen The Americans, but everyone's always like, oh, it's so good. There was another show that was on like at the same time that had like a fixer. I think we're a cowboy.
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan, the Americans.
Rage about.
I think you're confusing two shows, one of which I.
The Cowboy Hat, I don't remember, but the Fixer is Ray
Cowboy
Donovan.
And FX makes me think Justified.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Justified. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay. All those shows blend together. I think they all came out at like the same time, but everyone says they're all amazing. So I'll go Americans.
The Americans. Ray Donovan, I've always heard, is great, though, by the way.
Ray Donovan, I've watched like two seasons. Very good, but yeah. I think.
That's largest.
My uncle like pulled me aside to tell me it was the best television. Yeah. My uncle pulled me aside, not to a separate room, and to tell me like, it's the best. He's like, this is the best television show.
All right, now bend over. Fights.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the status quo here for the same reasons. Everybody, I have not seen The Americans.
Oh my god! I was trying to make sure that I was like someone here will watch it. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's one that's like on my list. Like my list is very.
Is this gonna disqualify it because you said the criteria was weird?
That was. I was like somebody here must have watched it. Like
Kevin was a huge, huge fan, so he was always telling me you got to watch it, and for some reason I didn't.
How many seasons was it?
I didn't know.
I want to say like six or
seven. It's not
so,
Donovan?
No, it's over. It's over.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely over.
But. Also, great series finale. Very rare, too.
Spoil it.
What?
Spoil it right
now. Oh, don't spoil it.
No, definitely not spoiling it. It's too good of a show.
I think I have to watch it because I haven't seen it either, but I'm going with Prison Break because I didn't even consider that Prison Break was underappreciated until you guys brought it up. I'm voting for Prison Break.
I think everyone knows the show, but I don't think everyone understands season one was so fucking
good.
It's some of the best television.
When I said about 24, like that was my first DVD, I remember like my friends coming into freshman year of high school being like, you have to get Netflix. And I was like, why the fuck would I pay for Netflix? Getting my mom's credit card, paying for Netflix just to watch season one of Prison Break.
Yeah. Netflix? That'll never take off.
Yeah. Just go to Blockbuster.
So The Americans is going to move on, and now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 9 seed is Justified, which you mentioned before. Justified, another FX show that I think a lot of people over time since it came to Hulu have started to watch and are starting to get more into it. But when it was on, I think people kind of saw it as less than what it really was, which is an incredible serial Western show. Amazing. What's his name? Timothy Olyphant's incredible. Walton Goggins, amazing. All the other...
That was at least my introduction to him.
Yes. Mm.
And they also have, I think it's season two or three, they have the evil white guy.
Yeah. Like, they bring in like a guest actors that are so good.
But the, like if you, I forget this guy's name, but if you Google like evil white guy, like it's him who comes up. Because he always just plays like the villain.
Yeah.
Got piercing blue eyes, like blonde hair, it's so blonde it's like white.
Yeah, the name.
If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, that's the bad guy in all the shows.
Picturing the guy from Passion of the Christ.
Jim Caviezel?
Yes.
It's not white hair, but yeah, I think you're on the right track.
I Googled evil white guy and Hitler popped up.
He won an Emmy for his guest appearance on Justified, Adolf Hitler. So Justified is going up against number 8 seed. This is one, I think, from what I remember right, Vibzy has watched this, so that qualifies it at least. Black Sails.
Oh, yeah.
Black Sails.
I got a big problem with Black Sails, though.
Big pro? Okay, we'll get to it then.
Okay.
So Black Sails is another Showtime show, much like Shameless. Black Sails is incredible. 4 seasons of amazing, highly produced television. Great ending, great everything about it. Like, literally acting top to bottom. Every season is like gripping in its own way. And then again, that fourth and final season with a great ending. So Black Sails versus Justified. Start with you, Dukes.
Justified.
Justified, no doubt.
It was my first introduction as well to Walter Goggins, and I love him in Tarantino movies.
Tin.
Yeah. Whatever. Walter.
Was honestly probably the coolest guy I've ever interviewed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you interviewed him.
He was the perfect kind of cool. Where, like, because like, a lot of times when you interview someone, like the nice thing you can say is, like, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
And he's not. like, you can just tell he's not a regular guy. He's acting like a regular guy, but he's fucking not. But yeah, it's Justified for sure. It's such a great Western. Like, which actually kind of, I'm just going to add this in for no reason. I've been rewatching Breaking Bad. I never realized how much of a Western that is.
Yeah,
that's
very
like,
much.
It's like a full-blown Western. But he, like Raylan Givens has such great lines that like a cowboy would say.
Yeah.
Two always stick out to me. One, when he's like, if you met an asshole in the morning, you met an asshole that day. If you meet an asshole all day, you're the asshole.
Yeah.
And he goes to the villain, that evil white guy, which I also just Googled too. I wasn't kidding. It used to be like he popped up.
Yeah.
But when he throws the bullet at the bad guy, and he just kind of lands on his chest, and he goes, next one's coming faster.
That's like, so fucking cool.
That's cool. That's such a cool line, dude.
Dude, what's her name? Is that Margot Martindale, who plays like the hillbilly mother matron of like the weed farms and shit? She was really good, too. Like those like hillbilly brothers, that like corrupt cop and shit. Yeah. Like so many good storylines in that show.
It's a great show.
Two for Justified. Whibsy.
Haven't seen Justified. I need to watch it. Is Walter Goggins basically in? Did you watch Fallout?
Yes.
Is he kind of playing the same character, like a cowboy? Like
he's more of an outlaw, I would say, in that than he is in Justified.
Justified, he's kind of like all over the place. He starts as like a white supremacist, and then he becomes kind of just like a. I don't know, he's always living in the meth world.
Yeah, he's in the gray.
Yeah.
Describing just my life.
Yeah, he's more in the gray,
but it's all Justified.
Yeah.
I love a good cowboy movie. I just watched 310 to Yuma.
Great movie.
So good. I love when Russell Crowe, like, he has the line, he's like, even bad men love their mamas or whatever. That's cowboy. What was the other? Black Sails. Okay. So Black Sails is awesome. It's such a good show. So well done. But they're dirty fucking pirates, and they're all so hot. They all have
very hot.
Perfect teeth. It's like you're watching like a pirate porn, but like the acting's phenomenal. Like they have perfect teeth. They're like perfect people. Their muscles are huge.
Their cocks are out.
And just like veiny, triumphant bastards. And it's just like, it's sometimes you're like, these people are too hot. I don't believe this. But sometimes a story you like fall back into, and you're like, okay, I get it.
The weird thing about it too is that in that series, all the actors in that, you'll rarely see them in anything else ever. Like all these other shows you've talked about, they have like one big banger actor or actress. Black Sails really doesn't. They're all just perfect for that and nothing else.
Yeah.
Dude, the Blackbeard season. Do you remember that?
I'm only on like season two. Like, just
wait for Blackbeard. Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. But the I think Black Sails is the definition of like this bracket. Like, hardly anyone's ever heard of Black Sails. It's so good. It was on like Stars, so like no one.
Yeah, exactly.
It. Yeah, I won't watch it now because it was on Stars. Yeah.
Well, it's on Netflix now.
Okay.
It is. So you go with Black Sails. I would go with Black Sails too. And I think it's because like when I watched that show, I was like kind of in the mindset like nothing can really replace the level of intrigue like Game of Thrones really hits you with when you watch it. I think Black Sails is the only thing that's ever really been like heights of Game of Thrones level great intrigue. It is so fucking good.
That actually turns me off now.
What do you mean?
Just like it was such an investment getting into Thrones. Like I can't do I not that I can't
push
do,
too much.
But I resist getting into something where like a whole world has to be built for me. I've never been a big fantasy guy, so like it's not super surprising, but like I'll only get into a world building show if it's like a cultural film.
I feel like in Black Sails the world is so much smaller. Like there's not as
it's
much
only four
of
seasons.
Yeah,
it's only four seasons. It's very consolidated and like a lot of shit happens each episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it's not a lot of fluff, and the world is it's a little bit less world building because it's based on real shit. You know what I mean? It's like it's like you're in Nassau in the Bahamas during the height of the pirate age and shit, like in a made up dragon world or shit. So right now we're 2-2.
Can I just say I put in shows like 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Oh, we're gonna get to your options. Don't worry about that. We're gonna get to your options.
What the fuck? Any of these shows are Black Sails? Like, what is that? What's the other one it's going against?
It's going up against Justified.
I don't. It's a fucking coin toss for me. Justified or Black Sails? I guess Black Sails because pirates sounds cool.
Pirates are cool.
Cowboys are cool too, dude.
That's also true. It's two of the coolest things like growing up when you're a kid.
Well, no, wait, let me switch it then because cowboys seem more realistic. Pirates for me are too like fantasy like Disney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we better have 1,000 Pound Sisters on that list. I'm going to war for those
it's
bitches.
So fucking fun. Like we think we've like grown up as dudes, but like the still the things we want the most is like pirates and fucking cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I want. Pubs.
I've never seen either show. I've seen so many trailers and commercials to Justified when I'm watching a movie on FX or if I'm watching was Nip Tuck on FX?
Tuck was on
that
FX, yeah.
Nip Tuck should have fucking suggested that, honestly. But yeah, I see so many Justified, I never saw it, but like Timothy Olyphant in the as a cowboy, it's just that guy's a cowboy. Like that man was born. And then you're gonna say that quote. The moment you say the quote, that was my vote.
Oh, it was over. It was over.
Told no problem there. I want to watch Justified now. It feels underappreciated because a guy like me who is kind of made for that, I didn't appreciate it. So I'm going with that.
Justified's going to move on. Great. I think I love that reasoning too.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's Nip Tuck, by the way, also a good show.
That was great.
Does Goggins only play cowboy?
He played
he's played transgender.
Transgender. What was that, Shield?
Sons.
The Shield?
Sons. Oh, no, Shield. No, it was Sons.
Shield,
it was
he was a detective.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's both the same director.
Yeah.
And
Kurt Soder. Yeah.
And fun fact, the only reason he played a transgender on Sons of Anarchy was because Kurt Soder had given a quote about Walton Goggins' acting ability. And he was so great, and he loved working with him on The Shield, but he could never put him, because he remembers the character from The Shield so much, he could never put him in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And Walton Goggins emailed him and was like, make me a transgender.
Yeah.
No one will recognize me.
Another great show, by the way, Sons. That one.
He has a great death in a Predator movie.
Goggins.
He gets his spine ripped out.
Oh, he's a prisoner, right? Yep. In Predators.
They're all bad guys. They're all they're abducted, put on this planet. They're all bad guys. Everyone's like, and he's an especially bad guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's a rapist. And
he is. That's true. I rewatched that recently.
He distracts Predator from killing everybody else. And then he's like laughing. And then the Predator just pulls out his fucking spine from his back and just whoops. Great death.
Don't bears do that when they attack people sometimes?
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
I think that might be fantastic.
I think I saw that on like a fucked up Twitter. Someone getting like their spine ripped out.
Your Twitter is very fucked up.
Football's Twitter.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bear.
Anyway,
a
sorry.
Bear,
we can cut that from the record.
If you like bears breaking the back out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what. So now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. The 16 seed is, these are mostly my ones. So I split up most of our chains to each group, more or less. So these are mostly my ones. First being Oz, which is an HBO, one of the first big banger shows that like it kind of set the stage for a lot of other ones. One of the best prison dramas I think you'll ever watch. Patriot, which was on Prime Video. Really good. Another good spy show. Not a lot of people got to. The other two, which I think I've recommended to you, like a thousand and a couple other people. Very funny comedy show. The Last Kingdom, which I love. Viking series on Netflix. How To with John Wilson, which I think is a kind of like up and down. But like it's produced by Nathan Fielder. It's super fucking weird. Bizarro. Very funny. Warrior, which I recommend anyone that'll listen. It's like one of the greatest like martial arts fighting series you'll ever watch in your life. Superstore, which is... Superstore is one of those NBC sitcoms that... just nobody watched. Super fucking funny. Fargo, and then Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So to run through, these are ones that are going to, for mine, Oz, Patriot, the other two, The Last Kingdom, How To with John Wilson, Warrior, Superstore, Fargo, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So which one of these, I'm assuming you guys have seen at least one of these, you think should go up against what we'll, I'll disclose later, is our one seed.
One.
Yeah, one of these to go up against our one seed. So start with you, Hubs.
Honestly, haven't seen any of those. I'm going to be honest with
you. None of those?
But I know Fargo, obviously. Yeah. And I just feel like that is gets enough credit, but doesn't, like, it's not mainstream enough, I guess. But honestly, based off what we're doing here, a lot of the others I've never even remotely heard of. So, wait, run through it one more time.
Oz, Patriot, okay. The other two, The Last Kingdom, How To with John Wilson, Warrior, Superstore, Fargo, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I mean, I've definitely heard of Brooklyn Nine-Nine because that was a Fox. Was that Fox?
Believe it
was NBC.
NBC. Okay.
No, I think it was. No, it was Fox because they did a New Girl crossover.
It's network, so at least I can't pick that because it's network. I feel like that some people have known that. So I'll go Fargo.
One for Fargo.
I'm doing the same thing, Fargo.
Fargo. I mean, just based on the sort of momentum here, I'd go with Fargo as well. Incredible show. One bad season. The rest are pretty much bangers.
I'd say How To with John Wilson.
So funny.
You have to watch it. It is unlike anything out there. Like there's one scene where he just goes into some guy's house and the guy hooks up. He has like a device to stretch your foreskin, like back to it. And this guy's just laying in his bed, spread eagle, with his foreskin tied to the fucking head post of his bed. And he's like, yeah, you just attach this every night for like 8 hours. And you like, this is just like a real man that he just like walked up to his apartment. It's crazy. It is a crazy show. You have to go watch.
I don't want to watch that.
No, you want to watch it. It's
the fuck was
he, it's just him with his camera, and he just like starts off doing one thing, and then just snowballs into a million different things.
It's a big time like diatribe or whatever you call it. Like you go off on these detours where he's like, "Yeah, I want to invest. Why scaffolding is up for so long?" That episode is crazy too. And he ends up at like Burning. Somebody drives him to Burning Man.
Like, yeah, he's just like walking around with his camera, and there's a lady filling up her RV with gas, and he's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "Burning Man." He's like, "Can I come?" Okay. Sure. Yeah. And then he just drives like cross country to Burning Man with this lady.
It's such a fucking crazy show.
I like the one with the scaffolding. The scaffolding when they got the gay guy who like talked about being tied up and just left outside. Like trying to find like other forms of like fences and stuff like that to use instead of scaffolding. And the guy's like, "Yeah, I got tied up in Arizona once, just like left out in the sun for like 3 days. Like someone would come occasionally fuck me and then they'd leave." It's crazy.
Fights.
Sorry, so How To is great. Fargo is great. Patriot, I've heard great things about. The other two has been recommended many times. But I think I'll go Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'd say that just because I only watched it for the first time recently. Mm-hmm. Great. It's a great sitcom.
It's very, very quick, funny, easy, all those things.
I wasn't a Sandberg guy for a long time.
Yeah.
I did not find Andy Samberg particularly funny.
Oh, Duke's in it.
Same way.
And
the same exact take I have. Dude, Owen got me into it.
Watch Royal Paint. No, Palm Springs. That's what got me back. Like, got me into Samberg. Being like, all right, never mind. I fuck with him. Yeah. But yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He's got a World War II movie coming out soon, Samberg.
Yeah, with fucking Kate Winslet. Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago seeing like the Samberg, like how at every interview he was like in love with his wife and was like very like nice about his wife. And for some reason, it really turned me off.
Oh my God. You're like a 1980s.
I was like, oh, dude, stop. We get it. And then Owen was like randomly watching in our apartment. And I was like, I can't get into it. I was like, I don't like this show. He's like, why? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. And then we sat down and watched it. It's fucking hilarious. So for that reason, I'm going Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I actually saw an interview. This was before I turned on Sandberg and turned on, meaning I started liking him. But this, in retrospect, I liked a lot. It was him and Bill Hader talking about both their SNL auditions. And they rode up, I guess, in an elevator together. And Hader had no props. Sandberg had a ton of props. Which at the time, watching that interview, I'm like, gee, I knew I didn't like this guy.
Yeah.
And they were both talking about how they were both so nervous and thinking, oh my God, that guy doesn't need any fucking props. God, I'm not going to get this. And Hader was thinking, he's using props. Oh my God, I'm just going up there by myself. I'm never going to get this.
Fucking it. I think what makes Brooklyn Nine-Nine very good too is Joe Lutriglio being there, because Joe Lutriglio is one of the great auteurs in comedy. Dukes, you know, with Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know we're up to 1 to 16. Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine for me.
Two for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, three for Fargo, which means Fargo's going to move on. So Fargo's going to go up against our number one seed, which is, and this is one a lot of entries. Does not have a great final season. I will fully admit that. But
it's Sopranos.
It's not Sprouts. It was a network show that got a lot, and I think managed to do a lot in a lot of different genres. And just doesn't get the respect of a lot of other shows that are sort of in that same setting, which is Scrubs. Scrubs did not get a lot of the respect that you see a show like, you know, an ER or Grey's Anatomy or any of these shows got. And it managed to do drama like better than Grey's Anatomy or an ER. And it does comedy as good as any other show. And a lot of these other actors in it, like, what's his name? Like the Frasier guest star episode, incredible. The Frey How to Save a Life episode, I think, was the same thing. Really, really good.
Colin Farrell episode.
Yeah. Really good. Fucking. And what's his name? John C. McGinty, I think, is his name. The guy who plays Dr. Cox. So fucking good.
He had such a weird career.
Very weird.
Because like I'll always see him pop up now in like older movies. Like, he's just like the head of the SWAT team.
Yeah. Like, in Seven.
Seven. There's two, because it's Seven, obviously, always think of. And there's another one where he's just like, he's just in for 30 seconds. I'm like, that's Dr. fucking Perry Cox right there.
Yeah.
Give the man a bigger role.
He might have been in SWAT. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like the.
No, I'd remember that.
Remember that? No. Well, Colin Farrell was in SWAT. Yeah, that SWAT. Yeah.
No, he's not.
There's so many cops in that. I'm like,
there are.
There's a lot of like randos in that. You know, it was a great cop actor who's also in SWAT. The guy that's in We Own the City, the one who's like kind of like the dickhead cop in SWAT, is very good. I wish I knew that actor's name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, but I don't know his name. But I do know who you're talking about. John C. McGinley. Yeah, I'm gonna see
McGinley, not McGinty. Yeah, but he was in, I think, not Hamburger Hill, but Platoon, I think, and he was really good in that. And I think maybe another Vietnam movie as well.
Platoon, yes.
Yeah.
Office Space.
Office Space. Yeah, he's the guy that interviews them. Like, he's the lost guy. Yeah. So Scrubs versus Fargo. Let's start with you, Dukes.
In the middle of Fargo. Didn't finish it yet. Love the show. I'm going with that for my most underappreciated.
One for Fargo.
The Rock is the other thing he's a SWAT guy in.
There you go. Yep. Yep. Great movie, too.
This is Scrubs, no-brainer. No-brainer. In fact, I didn't even consider putting Scrubs on my list. Like, it's such an afterthought even to me who loved Scrubs. I love Scrubs so much that when I was in college, and I do this, I actually almost brought it up during Justified. Like, everyone does this. But, you know, when you watch something, you kind of take on the character that you want to be, I suppose. And I, like, there was a stretch in my freshman year of college where I was talking to, like, friends back home still and all that stuff. And one of my friends, she was like, I don't know what you're doing, but you're an asshole now. And, like, you need to fix that. And I was like, oh, my God, she's right. I'm just being Perry Cox.
Dr. Cox, yeah.
I think at the time I was only watching House and Scrubs. And it was just like, I was just taking a lot of Percocets and just being mean to everybody.
Being very mean.
Babe, I got lupus. You'll never believe it. You don't have lupus.
it's Scrubs for sure.
So 1-1 right now. Wibsy?
I feel like Scrubs is not underrated just because you got what's his nuts and his friend still in AT&T commercials.
Yeah, that's fair. And T-Mobile.
20 years later, and they're like, yeah, they'll fucking sell the shit out of some internet and some cell phones.
Zach Braff Redemption Tour. We also got him. He's in Bad Monkey.
Yeah, Zach, but also broke up with Florence Pugh.
He was dating Florence Pugh?
For a long time.
Jesse Kirsten's brother. You know that, Zach
Who?
Braff? Jess Kirsten, comedian.
What the fuck?
Zach Braff's her brother?
Zach Braff is her brother.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
Is that crazy?
She talks
casually
about
mentioned that on our show.
You interviewed her like 10 times. She talks about her family all the time. She's never mentioned Zach Braff.
That's fucking insane. That's her brother.
So you're going to go with Fargo?
I'm going to go with Fargo just because everyone says it's good. It's amazing. It's so underrated for the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. Scrubs is so good. Your episode ends, you're laughing, you're crying. It could do everything. How to Save a Life episode is kind
of God.
What was that? Why is everyone talking about it?
Rabies.
It ends at the fray, and it's like going through the hospital.
They're like dying to get organs transplants, and like finally like one lady croaks, and like they're like, oh, we can use our organs to save like 15 people. But she didn't tell everybody that she had rabies, so all the organs kill all the people that all the organs went to.
Classic.
And like How to Save a Life is playing as he goes to try and save each person. Oh, it's a sad episode. Mm-hmm. And the Brandon Fraser episode, so sad. But then it's so fucking funny. So I'm going to go – I'll go with Scrubs for that reason. I do think – obviously, you got more play than Fargo did, and Fargo is an incredible, like, high-level prestige show. But Scrubs, I don't think it's talked about enough for what it was able to do across multiple genres.
Also, I think it just slipped. I don't know why, like even like things like The Office and things like Parks and Rec, like those shows live on. I don't know why Scrubs hasn't.
It was on when so many other good things were on. Yeah. I think
people didn't have enough time to watch. It's like I got to watch all this stuff.
Yeah,
and I get left out.
Yeah, and it's a shame because it is. Also, the guy that played who was the head doctor?
He was unbelievable,
fucking so good.
Got two thumbs and doesn't care.
Bob Kelso, that is Bob Kelso. Yeah. There it is. Pat,
I'm going Scrubs.
You going Scrubs as well? 3-2 right now.
Oh, Scrubs, Dr. Cox. That's he's such a good character.
He's so fucking funny. So Scrubs is gonna move on. Now on the other side, we have the number 6 seed versus the number 11 seed. The 6 seed is Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is one that did not get nearly enough, I think, love for how fucking funny it was. Every episode had like a banner great line. Mm. So many great side characters, like the Jin Yang guy, the Russ Hanneman character, even like the boss, like the venture capitalist characters, all of them so fucking funny.
It's very well cast.
Super well cast. Like half of them like fell off the face of the earth after two, except for like what's his name, TJ
Jim Miller.
Yeah, he had a little booze. He had a little issue with the old sauce.
One of my favorite actors,
the brain.
Yeah,
he had. We did an interview with him back at the old office where Kevin. It was like it was the morning. Kevin couldn't make it in or something like that. So I think me and Wonton Don did it, and I swear to God, we both said three words. He came in. I mean, he must have been yipped up because it was just like, buh, 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 buh. Like he didn't fucking stop for a half hour. It was insane.
Holy shit. And I remember he was in right after that. He was in those, what was the beer where the beer would make fun of you? Commercials. Shock Top?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
This commercial
for like the beer. Like a shock top.
Yeah.
The beer would just be really mean to you, and that was the whole commercial. I just remember like that was back to back with Silicon Valley.
He's very funny. I see clips of his stand up sometimes. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was it? He just had like a bad.
He threatened to blow up an Amtrak train.
He had like a brain tumor.
That's what it was.
He was also like a little essay, maybe?
Yeah, I think he had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I think Office Christmas Party with TJ Miller is one of the most underrated Christmas movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, actually.
Everyone else?
Besides that whole thing.
He's actually the best. I want to do everything he's ever done.
He threatened to blow up an Amtrak train?
I'm pretty sure in a drunken dispute, I could be very wrong, but I think he was very drunk and he got angry at somebody and he basically called FBI or whatever. He called in a bomb threat on that person.
I'm going to blow up the train. He was like in a Marvel trilogy, Deadpool, and Ryan Reynolds just didn't want him in the third movie.
You have
to be a fucking asshole to hear them to be like, you're in the first two, but the third, we don't want you.
Yeah. The reasoning, of like, when it's explained by both sides, it's like very like weird and ugly. Like, you could just, I think he basically, TJ Miller's excuse for why he wasn't put in the third one is Ryan Reynolds, for like an outtake of one of them, took the time to just start ripping on TJ Miller. And apparently TJ claims that was the final straw. And I don't think anyone believes that side of the story, but he believes that little incident is why he's on the third one.
Oh.
He like Ryan never liked him, but it's really just because TJ kind of went nuts.
And by the way, you guys are talking about the T-Mobile ads. AT&T Lily is in Silicon Valley, and oh my goodness.
What?
Oh, yeah. Just walking around in a kimono. Like nothing.
You guys are disgusting.
you have no idea, Pat. You have no idea what you're missing.
You're right.
She get the role because of AT&T?
I think it's before that. Yeah.
That's the dream, just being a commercial like that.
Yeah, being a commercial.
Doesn't Francis like still collects residuals on like a Verizon commercial he did like a decade ago? Yeah.
So Silicon Valley is going up. It's the number 11 seed. Oh, a movie that, I think a show that got discovered a lot because of The Boys, which is Banshee. This show is, if you like Justified, Banshee is like that unrated, basically, like just slightly darker, a little more intense. Anthony Starr, who's Homelander in The Boys, is the star of Banshee. He's incredible in it. So good. And it's the same guy that did Warrior. He also, I think, did a couple other shows too, the same showrunner. So Banshee going up against Silicon Valley. Start with you, Hubs.
In my head, when you said Silicon, I was like, don't have it against Banshee. Don't have it against Banshee. It's against Banshee. Silicon Valley is so good. When TJ Miller leaves the show, it does drop off. But his character is so good. That show is thoroughly enjoyable. Banshee is unfucking believable. Banshee is like rural 24 in a way. Mm-hmm. And like in the sense, like it's just this guy to take on the whole town. And I found it exactly how you said. I watched The Boys. I go, who the fuck is playing Homelander? Anthony Starr. Well, what is he doing? Oh, you got to watch Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Banshee. Unfucking believable.
It made Amish people seem cool.
Like, oh my god,
like badass!
It's so badass. It's the definition of getting slept on. Anthony Starr. If we did actors that are underappreciated, it's Anthony Starr. That guy should win an Emmy every single year for Homelander, and he should have won it for Banshee too. It is awesome. The first few episodes hook you like no other. Like I think that is so important to a show. And I mean, the Captain Obvious statement here, but like, you know, you got to have a good start to hook me in. Like, I think The Bear sucks at that. That's why I couldn't get in The Bear. I don't really like The Bear because the beginning shit just doesn't do it for me. But Banshee, you watch that shit, I am hooked. I'm staying on. 8 hours have passed. I'm already done with the first season. Like, I fucking love Anthony Starr and I love Banshee. So that's moving on.
Very, very good show. And Will Cassock, like all the tertiary guys around him are all very well.
Hot women too. So that also helps.
Also true. Also, I believe his wife in Banshee is Raylan Givens' wife in Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put that together in my head. I'm pretty sure that's
Natalie Zay.
I'm going to take your word on it. Pretty sure that's right.
Oh, no, I'm right. I don't know if she's the one in Banshee, but I promise you she's the one in Justified.
You know, I just remember in Silicon Valley. I just remember from Silicon Valley, too. Zach Woods in Silicon Valley is so fucking funny. He is unreal in that. Do you remember the ones, and I'm not sure who here has actually seen it?
Which is Silicon Valley?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the one scene where they're like trying to walk in and deliver like some secret document. And Zach Woods says to Kumail, he's like, nice chain, what's his name? Nice chain, Kumail. Did your mom give it to you after you fucked her in the ass? And like Zach Woods delivering that line is just so fucking funny.
I remember exactly what you're talking about.
And they all trip over and fall. It's such a good show. So one for Banshee, none for Silicon Valley. Pat,
I'm gonna say first that was very impressive watching you silently open a melon bag while you're on the thing and eat it. It's very sneaky. Banshee versus what?
Silicon Valley.
I got to go Silicon Valley. Despite Banshee being an early 2000s Yamaha ATV, which was a staple for their line, which makes you want to go
You
for
are
that.
Such a piece of trash.
Yeah. Right? Talk about white trash. Jesus Christ.
Motorcycle Pat.
No, I mean, I got to go with whatever the fuck it was I just said. Valley? Silicon Valley. Yeah. I haven't seen the other one, but Silicon Valley was just so good and quick and witty and funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going with them.
In my head, this is kind of like a battle between, like, so I think Silicon Valley, like, overall, like, be, like, pound for pound, Silicon Valley is the better show and did not get, I feel like, the run it deserved. And maybe it's because some of the stuff went beyond parody, but, like, they make fun of Elon and stuff like that, and that all's blown up. But fuck, man, Banshee's so good. I'd go with Silicon Valley just by a hair, by a hair. And it's really tough for me on that one. Vibs.
I have not seen Banshee, but Silicon Valley I have seen. And I just think Mike Judge is very underrated. He's just so good at taking, like, simple everyday interactions and bringing out the comedy in him that's mm-hmm. that's been there. I Mike Judge, anything Mike Judge, Silicon Valley.
Three for Silicon Valley.
I'm going to go Banshee because I've never seen it and because I watched Silicon Valley fairly recently. And I actually think it's, like, properly appreciated. It falls off hard.
After the TJ, yeah.
Once he leaves, it's really
good. It's six seasons, and by season three, you're kind of like, all right, I think I get it.
Okay.
I've watched it all. I've seen it all twice, a couple times. But I think it's properly appreciated. People are like, oh, that's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. So I'll go Banshee.
Banshee, Dukes?
I'm totally blinded by this because Silicon Valley is one of those shows that I watched in high school. And all my friends were like, this is one of the best shows out right now. You have to watch it. So I honestly didn't even think of it as being underappreciated. With that said, I love Anthony Starr. Banshee, from everything that you said, sounds terrific. And it's one of the shows that I'm actually going to watch after this episode. So I'll vote Banshee.
What Fights just said is so important to what we're doing here. It's like,
true.
Everyone kind of just like, who people know about Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my friends. And like you said, like, all your friends.
No, that's
know of it. Like,
no one thinks it's the greatest show ever. But yeah,
there's
really
like
funny.
A generational disconnect for me right now where, like, I was too young to watch, like, all these shows you guys are talking about. Like, but I know most of them where, like, Silicon Valley was like, my friends were like, this show kicks ass. And then I was like, awesome. Like, this is awesome. And then as TJ Miller left, I was like, not that good.
Turn it off.
Like, yeah, I didn't even finish it.
Yeah. I would say a lot of people haven't finished Silicon Valley for, like, that reason. But, like, with Banshee, people watch The Boys. They have no idea that he's
I think he's unbelievable. And I think you nailed it on all fronts. Like, anything that he's in at this point, like, I want to watch.
I want him to be every character, every supervillain in any movie.
Yeah.
If he's not casted, it's a mistake.
I think you swayed me on that. I'm going to change my vote over to Banshee and move it on. So Banshee's going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 14 seed, this is Vibs and Pat's options.
I'm embarrassed of my options that I gave after hearing everyone else's.
Oh, dude, I'm not. Give me fucking Tammy and Amy, 1,000-pound sisters. I'm going to war for those big
guys. I mean, if it makes you feel better, I almost put Phineas and Ferb because I didn't know where we were going.
Brother, I put Mummies Alive.
So to start out, they're combo options.
I put 60 Minutes.
We have.
That was Pat's, put SNL.
The first submission to this entire thing was Pat saying,
I love 60 Minutes.
So Pat has.
My mom will get mad at football's on.
So well, I get pissed off. 60 Minutes is delayed.
Yes.
It's the worst.
So Pat's options are My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
Hoarders. Yep. Johnny Kate plus 8, which I watched bits and pieces of when it came out. I've watched some replays since. She's so fucking mean to
meltdown,
that guy.
Meltdown.
It's so funny.
The spousal abuse is world class.
It's insane. They documented that. And we're just like, let's make more
options so far.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid. My 600-pound Life, which I almost... What's the one with the fat sisters?
That's 1,000-pound Sisters. 600-pound Life is the doctor who comes into the room and he goes, you need to stop eating so much. And
oh, that's a Stephen Asante.
He has a little gold stethoscope. You know it, Vibs.
Oh, I love the shows. That's the Asante one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoarders, another... Oh, that one's bleak. And then Vibs has Malcolm in the Middle, which I agree. That is a very underappreciated.
Great.
That's a great selection.
1,000-pound Sisters.
That's my one good pick.
Mummy's Alive.
Yeah, baby. Mummy's Alive.
I don't even know what that is.
Mummy's Alive.
I don't even know what that is. I have no fucking clue.
What are you talking about?
You had to wake up. You had to wake up at like 6:30 a.m. before school to catch it. It only played once. It was so good.
This is not a. What is this show?
Oh, it's these mummies that are like superheroes because someone opened up a sarcophagus.
Is it animated?
It's an animated series. Oh, okay. Wait.
I mean, I was like 8 when I was watching it, but I loved it. I loved it so much.
It's on Indiana local TV.
Yeah.
It's like a Jackie Chan, like, adventures type show.
Okay, no. Actually, Jackie Chan,
it's a great show.
Pretty good song.
Anyone picks anything other than 1,000-pound Sisters, you're dead to me.
Busy World of Richard Scarry?
the fuck?
You don't remember that on Nick Jr.?
I love the stare you just gave him as if like it's the most popular show.
Busy World of Richard.
You're like, what do you mean?
When you stayed home.
You haven't heard of The Office?
When you stayed home sick from school and Busy World of Richard Scary was on, you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
What channel?
Be good. It was Nick Jr.
Okay.
So I was like,
isn't he on the Good Nick?
What
the fuck is this?
Busy Richard Scary is ruled.
It's a cat that's a firefighter. What is?
Yeah, I don't really know. The worm like had an Apple helicopter in the intro.
So you're watching this while I'm watching Las Vegas. Is basically
No. I was like 7 years old. Tommy Moorhead and I. We were watching it.
Kids shows are weird though because there's like a 3-year window frame.
Yeah.
Like you could just miss it by like 1 year.
Yeah. Well, Busy World of Richard Scary was universal.
And then the last one Vibs had was Just Shoot Me.
That was actually pretty good.
I watched Joe Dirt. And I was like, David Spade's the funniest man alive. And then I started watching Just Shoot Me. The Boss was hilarious.
Joe Rogan was in there, I think.
It had a crazy cast.
Wait, he's in Just Shoot Me?
That was News.
News Radio.
News Radio.
Yeah. Andy, very, very underrated.
So to run through these options again, My Strange Addiction, Hoarders, John and Kate Plus 8, Naked and Afraid, My 600-Pound Life, Hoarders, Malcolm in the Middle, Mummy's Alive, The Busy World of Richard Scary, and Just Shoot Me.
Wait, 1,000-Pound Sisters wasn't in there?
As Mad Sisters was not in there.
Can you replace fucking Hoarders with 600-Pound Life? Hoarders with 1,000-Pound Sisters?
Yes.
Has no one seen
I've seen all
Pound
these. Every single option.
It is.
So funny.
Oh my God, is it good?
Yeah. The one scene where she's like, the bigger one is like talking to the doctor. And
she's 1,000 pounds.
She's literally 1,000. Like,
I would hope so.
And she smokes cigarettes and she dates this skinny little black dude who's probably 90 pounds.
If that. And like,
fights. Oh, it's great.
She's talking to the doctor. She's like, I think I might be pregnant. I've been craving things I've never craved before, like water. and their sister's just like, you're just thirsty, bitch. What are you talking about?
It's great.
It's so fucking funny.
Kind of calls her like a fat fuck and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, it's so funny. So again, let's start now with Hubs.
Oh, fuck me.
Do the right thing, Eric.
Okay. I'm not going Malcolm in the Middle because when that was on, it would piss me off that nothing, like other things weren't on. That's one of the
really?
Shows. I want to watch anything. Like, I forget what other shows would even be close to that in the time. But I remember like
Simpsons, King of the Hill.
Yeah. So like, I want to watch those.
Family Guy.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to watch Malcolm in the Middle. I'm going to just ride with Pat here. And I'm gonna go here because I never got into like that shitty enough TV. That's on me. But 1,000-Pound Sisters, that just sounds absolutely outrageous.
I'm gonna stand up for you. It's not on you.
Yeah. No, this is like a good reflection on you that you're not
shitty,
into
shitty TV just like that is good every now and then.
The food that you have to have to balloon yourself to 1,000 pounds. The commitment to just bad health is mind blowing.
Wasn't it on TLC, like the Learning Channel? So you're like, oh yeah, I feel like TLC,
it is so good. One of them just got bit by a llama at a zoo and got arrested because there was weed in the car. It's like you can't make this stuff up.
The Lazy Eye on one of them too.
Oh,
yep.
But the other ones, like Vibs, the cartoons, I don't know what it is. I just can't get into cartoons. Not that I guess you're watching this. You're not watching this right now. You're watching it when
Mommy's
you're seven.
Mommy's Alive,
I just have such and like Meek Phil said all he does is watch sports and cartoons, so that rubs me the wrong way. He watches no other TV.
That rubs you the wrong way that he watches cartoons?
He's rubbing himself
just,
the wrong way.
I just don't like that.
I don't like that.
Weird.
It grosses me out when an adult watches cartoons.
So I'll trust your shitty TV opinion here, and I will ride with 1,000-Pound Sisters.
1,000 pounds.
Those bitches would light up the room if they walked in here right now.
Oh yeah, Tammy and I forget the other one's name.
You don't know how it feels, Tammy. Very famous line.
So you're gonna go 1,000-Pound Sisters as well.
Of course.
I think in these options, I think Malcolm in the Middle because I rewatched it like probably within the last year and a half or something, and it's way smarter than I remembered it being. Like a very funny, really well put together, really good lines that like you appreciate more as an adult than you did as a kid. I think I would roll with Malcolm in the Middle, even though it's definitely much more appreciated than Mummy's Alive.
Listen, yeah, that's
or the
true.
World of Richard Scary.
Busy World of Richard Scary. The fans are buzzing for it. They're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
You definitely have a cult following that's going to go nuts for you right now.
Yeah, I don't know about Mummy's Alive. I don't know if anyone watched that. The show Gargoyles, that was a good cartoon show too. That was like on before I think I went to school.
Mummy's Alive. That would have been Harry.
How early were you up?
I would have
3 hours of TV before school.
Yeah, no. I would have my mom like wake me up early sometimes to watch like it was like Mummy's Alive, Beast Wars. I'd be like, wake me up at 6:30 a.m. And she was like, "All right."
I should have chose Battle Bots. Like, damn it.
What's that?
I should have chose Battle Bots.
That was a great show, too. I had the video game for that, yeah. Whibsy?
Oh, I should say Malcolm in the Middle because it's like it's a real pick, but I'm going to say Mummy's Alive. The blue one was like a big Hulk strong guy. The purple one like shot his wraps out of his hands, and then there was a hot mummy, and I probably jerked off to her whenever I was like,
"You're a MILF guy,
school.
Yeah,
yeah, mummy's alive."
You're beating off to a sexy mummy.
Yeah. All before 7 a.m.
Clock 3 hours of TV. Hey, dude, before jerked off and all before you went to like work. Fifth grade English.
Yeah. Do you think anyone who was part of Mummy's Alive tells people these days that they were part of Mummy's
Alive? You know, I was a voice on Mummy's Alive, like the band that dresses up like mummies. I don't know if you know them. Yeah. Mummies? Here Come the Mummies?
It's like Harry Potter's dream.
Oh, it's like a group of... Here Come the Mummies is like a group of like Grammy... award-winning musicians, but they can't like perform live as themselves, so they dress up as mummies.
That sounds like torture.
Yeah, they're really talented. They're so talented.
My mummy content is Brendan Fraser, and that's it.
That's pretty much that.
That's another good mummy. Yeah. I like mummies. What can I say? I'm a mummy guy.
Fights.
I might abstain from this pick.
Then give it to 1,000 Pound Sisters.
No, I will not.
You would be starstruck. If they walk in here, you would be starstruck at them.
I wouldn't recognize. I'd be like,
you would recognize them.
Spot them.
If they came in here, people wouldn't blink. They'd be like, oh, the new hires.
Yeah, that's true.
New hires. We would hire that. I don't think we can afford them.
Definitely not.
It's probably the gayest thing about me, and there's a long list. That like I hate that television. I hate all reality TV. I
do too, but when it's on, like
no,
I can't when
it's
not.
When it's on, I get like literally, I get like physically ill. Like, I really don't like it. Partly because I just don't find it entertaining, but also with these ones in particular, like. They're just throwing like $500 at some destitute person. Is like, hey, can we put you on TV? Everyone laughs at you. Like that's
that
kind of
changed.
Fucked up.
As long as they're successful, that dynamic changes quick. TLC can't live without
American
them.
American culture is what it is.
I'll go Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle, two for Malcolm in the Middle.
I also just like to watch that kind of television to be like angry at something.
See, I don't like doing things that make me angry.
I realize
I'm angry enough most of the time.
Yeah, I like. I think I like being pissed off.
So I didn't sell you on Mummy's Alive.
You like being pissed off?
I think I do. I like
then
being
watch angry. 1,000 Pound Sisters.
So no, I have.
Why did I vote for this?
I had three sisters growing up, so like I had to watch.
They were all 1,000 pounds.
but I just had to watch this shitty television. Like John and Kate plus eight. I'd be pissed off at it. I'd be like, this is the worst mom of all fucking time. Like, she's the original Karen. That would be my vote, but I cannot let 1,000 Pound Sister win. I'm going Malcolm in the Middle. I love Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm
I think it's just a great television show.
Great show.
So Malcolm in the Middle is going to go up against the number three seed. Definitely a much, I would say, a more appreciated show than some of the other ones on that chain, which would be Community. Community, I think, over time has gotten more love. When it came out, I think for like years, really, it didn't really get appreciated at all. And then after it came to streaming, definitely got a more of a wave, I would say. It is very funny, very quick, and you forget how many great lines come from it, though. So in that sense, I would say it is pretty underappreciated. So that's going against Malcolm in the Middle, Dukes.
Community. Iconic show, iconic actors, iconic lines. Not going to say the one that's most famous, but...
What is it?
Pop!
Yep.
That's my favorite.
One for Community.
This is a tough one for me. I guess I'm going to go Community, but I actually, like the diehard fans of Community kind of bother me. Where it's just like, where it's like every, like six seasons of a movie, six seasons, it's the greatest show ever. Like Thursday night on NBC, Community was by far the worst one.
Mm.
Like it wasn't even close. Yep. It's The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, Community. Community is... far and away, fourth place there.
Yeah.
So I get I, but it's almost like J. Cole, where like it's fans are just annoying. So I'm not even gonna.
Oh yeah, I don't like if a fan base is too passionate about something.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Right.
Like, no offense, Game of Thrones fans, relax.
Like reverse gatekeeping, almost. It's hard to know where to explain it.
Yeah.
I like that with Trader Joe's employees. Like I don't like people who work at Trader Joe's. They have a look. They have like an aura about them, a look that really bothers me.
Yeah. I agree with you on everything besides the Game of Thrones ricochet shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna honestly, I don't even know if Malcolm in the Middle is underappreciated, but I think Community is properly appreciated. So I'm gonna go Malcolm in the Middle.
One to one right now. Wibbs.
Yeah, I think Community's like cult following made it.
And
resurfaced and popular and
very funny, but like cult following is kind of the level it's at. Like, yeah, it's a good show. Scott Cult following, good for it.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle like just never got its flowers. But granted, Community,
it's shocking to me.
Well, I think was they like did. Wait, they really? Malcolm in the Middle was like the number one show like for like a while.
Maybe what I it's kind of what Ken Jack said. I don't think people understand how like smart it was. I think they're just like, ah, this is just like
goofy sitcom. Dad,
yeah. It made Frankie Muniz so much money.
That is,
he's now a race car driver for fun. Yes.
That is true. That is true.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of maybe equal because I think maybe Malcolm in the Middle has a cult following, but I'll just go Malcolm in the Middle.
What's kind of crazy too is the guy, I think it was not Danny Masterson because he was on That 70s Show, but his brother was on Malcolm in the Middle, and they were both like on two of the highest rating sitcoms at that era at 70s Show and I guess Malcolm in the Middle. But I think with I would vote with Malcolm in the Middle too, and again, I think it's more like people in retrospect don't appreciate how good it is. You know what I mean? Like, if people aren't going to go back and be like, here's a revival of Malcolm in the Middle.
But I think of Malcolm in the Middle, I don't ever think of it as, like, the kind of dual show that it is.
Sure.
Like, adults, like, I watched it as a kid, so my brain thinks it's a kid show.
Yeah.
But, like, I've seen enough scenes and clips online to be like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Very,
yeah. There's parenting jokes and shit.
Yeah. Not even just parent. Like, there's stuff where it's just, like, being in adult scenes, you know
Bryan
what I mean?
Bryan Cranston, yeah.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston is so fucking funny, man. Unbelievable. The fact that he's so horny for Lois throughout that entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously horny for
The horny husband with the nagging, unappreciated wife.
Yeah. Dude, that's, like, the one, they kind of, like, I feel like broke down that sort of stereotype in the sitcom thing where it's, like, they're both, like, regular-looking people. There's not, like, some insane hotness imbalance like there usually was, and they love the shit out of each other instead of it being like hot wife, ugly husband, he hates her guts. Like, yeah, that was a typical dynamic. I feel like it was the reverse, kind of
like King of Queens.
Exactly. Like, yep. It was a total deconstruction of that, which I really did like a lot. And yeah,
everyone loves Raymond. Oh god, those were great.
Yeah,
just the fumbling, bumbling husband with the hot wife,
the hottest, most like amazing wife. Yeah,
has anyone here seen, and I haven't, Kevin Can Fuck Himself?
I thought it was Kevin Can Wait, or
no. Well, it's Kevin Can Wait. That's why I brought it up, because you said Kevin James. Kevin Can Wait was a sitcom that I guess they unceremoniously fired the wife.
And they replaced her with Leah Remini, right?
Yes. She became a regular. She didn't become the wife, but she became a regular character on the show.
She was a Scientologist? Is that
right? And, reverse, yeah. She's not new.
Not anymore.
Oh, I thought that was how they fired her. Mm.
And then in Kevin Can Fuck Himself, it came out, it's fairly recently, I think it's called Kevin Can F Himself, but it's the star of it is Alexa from Schitt's Creek, and that show is like kind of, I guess, flipping the sitcom on its head like that, where, and then they hired the wife from season one of Kevin Can Wait, they hired her for season two to bring her back to like
get back at it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I got
Kevin
you.
James. I was like, oh, I didn't realize Kevin James went to fire like this.
Yeah.
He's got a whole show called Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
He's not in it, by the way.
Go figure. He also, do you remember Kevin James played like a Nazi in a movie pretty recently?
Yeah.
That was
in wild. Joel McHale also in that.
Oh.
Becky.
Yeah.
Becky.
Yeah.
Good call.
Kevin James.
Sean Payton and a Nazi.
Massive. Yeah,
back to back.
Joel McHale was the dad, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Spoilers.
He was like doing his own thing and then was also just part of the Sandler crew the entire time, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And he just had a big stand up thing, too. He like did an arena for like a Netflix stand up special.
He like sells out. Like
he was prime, but yeah.
Something.
Oh, all right.
You're right. It was prime, yeah. So right now we are 3 for Malcolm Middle, 1 for Community.
I am going to pick Malcolm in the Middle because I think people at the time didn't realize how good it was and they kind of thought of it as a filler show in between shows. But looking back, like there's a lot of dual meaning. Mm-hmm. Now, I love that with shows too. Like even in like The Simpsons, which I'll occasionally have on, all the stuff that I would laugh at as a kid, like, oh, you know, Bart fell down on a skateboard, ha ha ha. Like the response by Homer like to that is what would make the parents laugh. Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of that in Malcolm in the Middle, so that's my choice.
Mm-hmm. Ups.
I said what I said about Malcolm in the Middle before. I think with you guys talking it up like this feels like I underappreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I don't pick for it, like I'm not doing this justice. So got to go Malcolm in the Middle. Bryan Cranston, funny, very funny in that. And a few episodes I have watched, it makes me want to watch more. And I missed out as a kid. Community, yeah, like Charming, it's not as funny as Parks and Rec. Like you're not going to be Parks and Rec. So I'm sorry. Like, yeah, you got a little Barry there with how packed NBC was at the time, and that in part is a little underappreciated, but the fans are very loud. I'll go Malcolm in the Middle.
I think
I feel like I don't know humor now after Community just got like roasted. I like it so much better than Parks and Rec.
It is a very, very, very good show, but I just agree with it. It did, and maybe that's part of it being underappreciated. It did get buried between so many good shows.
Was there something else that night too? There were definitely those four were like the 8 to 10 slot, but I feel like some of the 10 was funny too.
Like the way you guys are talking about time slots has me so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know time slots.
I heard you just watching on the street. Like, you're so you don't watch too. I'm like, yeah. Wow. Boomers.
You'd have to wait for a show. Yeah. A week sometimes.
Yeah. And it made shows better. Yeah. It made them better.
I'm the guy now that's like, I like waiting for Game of Thrones or like House of the Dragon at like 9 o'clock. I like how like you used to be able to do that. After you guys are talking like this. Shit probably sucked.
It did.
Yeah, and by the way, if you missed it, you missed it.
Imagine a cliffhanger for a week.
It wasn't going on some fucking black. Like, it was, you just didn't see the show that week.
Or, like, if you were late, change channels back, then no credits. Nope, don't know the ending.
Oh, you'd have to be so good with the clicker. Me and my brother would be like, last channel, go, we're going to miss it. Give me it, you fucking idiot. Take the clicker back.
The clicker discipline was key back in the day.
Clicker, that's very funny. I forgot all about that.
Big time. So Malcolm in the Middle is going to move on. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. 7 seed, this is another one where I'm not sure, but I'm hoping at least one person here has seen it because it is very good. There's another. It's an HBO one that really got lost in the sort of...
Cat House.
I would say of HBO having so many good shows and the fact that it debuted after the end of Sopranos, which took place in the same fucking place, which is Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire is unbelievably good and just nobody really watched it because it came out right after Sopranos, same area, same kind of like general crime syndicate shit. It is so fucking good and so many different actors are incredible. And Steve Buscemi is outstanding. Michael K. Williams, fucking... Go down the list of every supporting actor in that show. They're all incredible in that, and the production value is amazing as well.
Michael Shannon
is, what's his name? Agent whatever with like the Prohibition group. So good. And that's going up against number 10 seed. This is, I want to say this is USA Network. People love this show. It still gets a lot of hype. And I feel like it's kind of going to come around in the same way that Zach Braff and Donald Faison are coming back. And that's Psych. And Psych has gotten movies now. I think they got two movies maybe come out since then. People love Psych. I never really got into it. They fucking loved it. They spammed the replies with everything in this with Psych. So Psych versus Boardwalk Empire. Start with you, Hubs.
I'm just going back to see what his name was. Sean Spencer. The character's name in Psych.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was trying to... Psych is like... I couldn't tell you actors' names or whatever, but like that would be on. It's just like an easy watch. But Boardwalk Empire got slept on. And Boardwalk Empire has to be the pick. Buscemi is a star. Obviously, Steve Buscemi. I'm not going to give him his flowers.
Bobby Cannavale in that, too. Unreal.
The cast is great. The story's great. It's Boardwalk Empire.
Stephen Graham playing...
And, like, it getting it on HBO, right? Yeah. HBO helps it being slept on as well.
Yeah.
You know, USA helped. That definitely, like, gained popularity for Psych. They're both good. Like, yeah, I have a good time watching either, but I'll go Empire.
Boardwalk Empire.
It was Empire versus what?
Psych.
And like you said, Psych is an easy watch. I don't enjoy an easy watch like Dukes. I want something that's gonna like fuck me up or like I want to like be awake like with adrenaline pumping through my veins. Boardwalk Empire I watched and I loved, but it was slept on because Sopranos overshadowed it. So I'm going on Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire. I would do Boardwalk Empire as well. I think it was Jack Huston, the guy who the World War One vet with the thing on his face. So fucking good in that show. Holy hell. And what's his name? Daredevil's in that as well. I forgot when they go to like the IRA shit. Vibs.
I haven't seen either, so I'm going to do the noble thing and abstain from voting.
Fair enough. Fights?
My heart wants to say Psych. I love Psych. I love Sean Spencer. I love his girlfriend. They perfectly did the will they won't they in that show. Because it was like a lot of shows. It'll be like season one. Will they? Won't they? Season two. They're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Actually, maybe they did. Never mind. Whatever. It's great. My head is gonna go Boardwalk Empire because I haven't seen it.
Mm. Boardwalk Empire. Oh, you'd love it. Yeah, so good.
Dukes? I couldn't hate a show more than I hate Psych. I love Boardwalk. I have a strong disdain in my heart for the.
Really? Why?
I will admit this as a Psych lover. I can see why people would hate it.
Yeah.
If someone's like, I hate Psych, I'm not like, you're crazy. Like, I get it.
Yeah. with that said, I'm going to vote Boardwalk Empire. Some of my favorite side characters in like all movies get a lot of shine in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. The fact that you guys keep talking about how like it got outshined by Sopranos because like that just wasn't my experience at all. Someone was just like, you'll really like this show. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
Boardwalk Empire really was just like every character actor got a chance to be a main actor and were all amazing. Like think like Michael Shannon, like he was like really not ever giving a chance to shine. Amazing in that. Again, Buscemi's always been a side character for the most part. really got a chance to shine in that. So many good actors in that show.
There's a guy in the show. Have you guys ever seen like The Watcher? The New Jersey Netflix show about like someone watches the house.
Bobby Cannavale. You're talking about Bobby Cannavale, right?
Yeah, he's always walking around here too.
Yeah, wait, Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah, I've seen him like four times.
Glennie Ball's hottest guy alive.
He is. That's what very
Glennie thinks.
Glennie think we were talking hottest guy alive in the office once. And we were like, some people were like, Gosling, Ryan Reynolds. Glennie's just like, what about Bobby Cannavale?
Yeah,
it's like what?
It's just the most Italian thing.
See his hog in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
A plus hog.
Never mind. Maybe Glennie's on to something.
So Boardwalk Empire moves on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed now is fights as options. So we have Damages. I've never seen Damages. I always heard it was very good.
Damages is sick.
Yeah.
Glenn Close, FX.
Yeah. Slow Horses, which.
Lawyers.
Yeah. Slow Horses, which now people are starting to come around on because it won like 18 award cycles in a row, won everything. And now people are starting to like get around and be like, oh, they should watch this show that Apple TV just never promotes.
It's crazy.
Despite it winning everything. You're the Worst, which I never even heard of.
Yeah. You're the Worst, FX show.
FX show?
FX comedy. Very funny. Both actors, like the leads, I recognize and I know. But I can't remember either of their names.
Aya Cash, who was in The Boys. She's recently in The Boys. And Chris Gere, who I don't know.
He's British, if that helps.
Yeah.
You're the Worst is really good.
Then there is Crashing, which another one I haven't heard of.
Crashing.
Oh, that was good.
Holmes on HBO. Great show.
Oh, Artie Lang was in that too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that show.
Yeah.
That was very... great pick. It was very unappreciated.
Luther, which I loved. That was a great pick. That's someone that, a great detective series.
That one's like kind of borderline because that I almost feel like maybe is even Community territory where like the fans are so loud.
Yeah.
It did get a Netflix movie, like underappreciated, maybe not.
Good movie, too.
Good movie, yeah.
Happy Valley. And then this one, Manhunt Unabomber?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Manhunt Unabomber is on Netflix. It is... obviously about the Unabomber, but like they're a big actress in it. It's a big show.
Wait, is it a documentary? Or is it like a
what's that?
Is it a documentary? Or is it
real
show?
No, it's a show.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
Who fucking plays? Who's the in Marvel the guy with the fucking diamond in his head?
Paul Bettany.
Kodak Black.
Paul Bettany. Yeah. I believe he plays the Unabomber in this.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, but it's Paul Bettany's Vision.
No, I was just thinking of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. So Jack Huston, who's in Boardwalk Empire, is in this. Sam Worthington, who's a main dude in obviously Avatar and a couple other things.
Terminator
Salvation. Very slept on movie.
So talk about underrated movie. Cushion Bill's so good.
You want to talk about underappreciated movies? Terminator Salvation's way up there. Cameron Britton, who's in Mindhunter, I believe. He's like the big Ed Gein. Who's the big dude in Mindhunter? I forget, but the tiny mustache. There's some people. You got some.
It's like a 6 or 7 episodes, probably. It's great. It's only one season. I think they have Manhunt, different people.
Okay.
Unabomber. That one was very good. I can't speak to the other ones.
Gotcha. So to run through Fights' options again, he has Damages, Slow Horses, You're the Worst, Crashing, Luther, Happy Valley, Manhunt, Unabomber. Start with Dukes.
Yeah, I love Manhunt, Unabomber. That's going to be mine. I just love shows also in general, like kind of like the Menendez brothers that's coming out right now.
Did you watch it yet?
I'm in the middle of it.
Fuck.
I know what happens. I really like fucked up shit. Like I would just, I'll just end up on Wikipedia just looking up death all night.
Yeah.
Not like that. Just like OJ murder, then like Menendez.
I was trying to find pictures of the real bodies shot
Jesus
up
Christ.
As I was watching.
Yeah, like,
and they have them.
And I'm on like TikTok and like it'll be like lost mystery cases and I'm like watching TikToks about like people that have gone like missing and I'm like trying to see like what happens.
I'll watch this. Yeah. What's that? Well, they have that one soundbite that always plays like the really creepy soundbite where
it's like a 7-minute video.
Oh, you guys are all reminding me of one of the most depressing things I've ever read, which was in Theo Epstein's.
I knew you were going to say.
In Theo Epstein's piece, once he left the Red Sox, they had like an expose on him in ESPN the magazine, and he was talking about why he knew he needed to leave, and he realized he was the most depressed he'd ever been, and because he would be at Fenway Park in his office, only light on in the whole park, and he would just sit there at like midnight, late hours, just listening to the air traffic controller calls for plane crashes.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he definitely was right.
Don't make that face. You fucking do it. You basically do this.
Yeah, but that's like...
I would like to say he's way more fucked up than me. He's way more fucked up than me.
You know who's equally...
Oh, he's more fucked up than me.
No.
Wait, you know who's...
Shit's fucked up.
You know who's even more fucked up than me?
White Sox Dave. White Sox Dave sent me a Reddit of combat footage.
Oh my God.
He's like, Christ. Check this out. I was like, Jesus. And Billy Football showed me one.
You and Billy have some conversations.
Billy Football showed me one of these people, these cannibals, literally eating a guy's dick while
Jesus
he was alive.
Christ.
Sorry. Anyway, Steve Epstein plane crashes.
There's more to that story. Are you going to finish the story?
No, it was.
You would follow people home.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But what? That one's a little different.
What do you mean?
That's a little different. When he was like the young wunderkind GM of the Red Sox, he was 26. He was dealing with a lot of like anxiety and stuff like that. And he would follow, once he recognized someone didn't recognize him, he would just walk with them. So like they didn't want to talk to him, they didn't want to harass him, and he would like just like walk as far, like he wouldn't be side by side with them, but he would just like stay close to them because he was like, all right, I'm around someone who doesn't know me. Thank God.
Not to steal a Twitter thing, you couldn't torture the shit out of me in an expose. Like I would never admit any of those things. It's crazy person.
I don't have to say these
things.
That's insane.
I used to watch car accidents on like compilation of cars.
Oh, the Russian ones? I'd watch those.
I just watch a bunch
now
of
cars. I have to.
I hate 30
that. 30-minute car accident.
It's too grainy. Russian dash cams.
Russian dash cams. Smashing this one. The fucking car's flipping.
I'll give you warnings for anything on Twitter now. I think I'm just like watching like a traffic.
I'm in titty Twitter and I can't fucking get out of it.
Why don't you guys just use your fucking following? Like, I don't use my For You.
I never think to do it.
I just look at the people I chose to follow and I look at what they posted.
They're all boring. It's all people we work with.
Because there's death.
So right now we have one for Manhunt Unabomber.
I think I'm probably going to go Happy Valley here. Happy Valley is fantastic. If you like British like detective shows, it's awesome. And I've made this argument before too. I love like the BBC.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pause too long.
I pause long. Thinking someone's gonna say pause, and I
did he?
Whatever. I just love BBC like cop shows. Oh. That's like a reason to get rid of guns. Because of BBC cop shows.
Here we go. Now we're getting a clip, brother. Get on it. Let's start talking.
When you watch those shows and the cops just can't shoot the person, it's a much better show.
That's okay. It's like getting rid of cell phones in a horror movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Use their voice and a stick.
But Happy Valley is fantastic.
It was a really good one. You ever watched Bodyguard with Richard Madden?
No, but I heard. Oh, wait. Yes. One of the better opening scenes.
That was awesome.
The opening scene is unbelievable.
The whole opening episode is him trying to talk down a suicide bomber in a train. The whole opening episode.
TJ Miller, actually, which is crazy.
It's a crazy part.
Oh, I miss TJ Miller. I want him to do something crazy again.
Get him on. You'd come on out about it.
TJ Miller has range.
Yeah. I saw you like picture him shaving his head. I'm not sure if that was fake. Whatever. Whipsy.
He directed Yogi Bear. Like, that's a TJ Miller. Yeah,
range.
I think that's
where, range.
I think that's where he found out he had like a brain tumor, and they like had to have surgery on his
Jesus
brain.
Christ.
Yeah, and that's why he's. I don't know. The only one of those I've seen is Crashing, and I thought that was solid. But like, I haven't seen the Unabomber show, but like I know the story, and like I just found out about it not too long ago. That dude was on the loose for like 30 years, sending pipe bombs to the mail, and then he lived out.
Sick,
he lived out every man's dream of just like moving into the woods and just being on his own.
He was Massachusetts guy, right?
Is it a documentary?
No. No, it
went through all the major actors in it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was.
There is a documentary, though, about it, and it's good.
He was on the run for 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah, just mailing bombs.
And it worked?
Mm. Who's his brother in that show is from The League?
Good for him.
The guy who, like,
the guy in The League.
The press guy in real life. The brother.
Oh, Jay Duplass?
Yeah, Duplass. Yeah. I think it's Mark.
Mark, one of the two, yeah.
Mark Duplass, great.
He plays the Unabomber's brother in that show. But I didn't realize until watching it that like we just made him.
What do you mean?
Like we made the Unabomber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I get
like, he was just a result of like being forced into Harvard and what is it?
He hated technology, Kaczynski.
Well, he was like a test subject to like some psychology professor.
What do they call it? It was the
acid tests.
No, it was an asset.
The CIA is like Project X or something like that.
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra.
Yeah. I didn't realize like he was an MK Ultra.
I love a genius who uses their powers for evil.
Yeah. He was a Massachusetts guy, right? Kit Kaczynski, I think.
That's where those crazies are from.
He went to school in Michigan.
Illinois. I thought he went to or was like not UMass. He was a Harvard guy or something.
That's where MK Ultra, all that stuff.
Okay. He was one did the Oklahoma.
He was like 15 at the time too. He wasn't an adult.
Yeah.
He was a kid at Harvard.
Yeah, gotcha.
So who did Oklahoma City then?
That's
McVeigh,
yeah.
The Unabomber is just a guy who would just send shit to like people's mailboxes. People.
Yeah, he only killed like three people, so which is not that many.
In the
people
Unabomber
over
picture,
30 years.
The famous picture is not, it's not him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many bombs did he send out?
Maybe like 13.
He just maimed.
Like, it was like the most expensive manhunt to date. Like, because
yeah.
Everyone was just searching for him.
Is
and
he still alive?
All their money.
What the hell is
oh,
this?
He just died.
Damn.
Yeah, he died, let's see, the 23rd? Oh, everything's okay over there. Oh, I think they were doing the test.
Doesn't seem to be an emergency. Because yeah.
They weren't running.
they were chilling. Okay, so right now we...
Watch that show.
Vibs, which one were you going? You were going with...
The Unabomber. Everyone should know about the Unabomber.
No, nothing.
Another one for the Unabomber. I think between these ones, I think... Fights kind of sold me on the Luther thing. I would have picked Luther. I think now I'll go with Slow Horses. I still haven't seen Slow Horses, but the fact that... Everyone I know that's seen it loves it. Says it's one of the best shows ever. And the fact that it's won a trillion awards, and I still could maybe tell you, like in person, and we're very online, very in the TV world, I think I know two people that have seen it.
Really?
It's like Jeff just started it, and like one other person maybe, and that's it. And it reminds me a lot of like Kaminsky Method. Do you remember when that was winning like every award?
Yes.
And nobody saw it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The first season of Slow Horses I thought was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think they made a conscious decision to make Gary Oldman less gross. Like the first season, he's just the most
gross.
You like he's farting all the time, and he's like burping, and it's just like he looks gross. It's very off-putting. He's still off-putting the rest of the series, but like the first season, it's like almost, it's too much.
So we have two for Manhunt, one for Happy Valley, one for Slow Horses. Pat,
I was gonna pick Crashing, but I feel like. That kind of got like what it deserved. Like it was good. It wasn't great. And I feel like enough people know about it. But this Unabomber thing has me intrigued.
Okay.
Maybe there's a copycat crime on the horizon. So I'm going to pick the Unabomber.
Three.
It's fucked up. It'll keep me out of my seat.
Three for the Unabomber.
UB, baby.
The brackets can be used for evidence.
And- yeah, right.
I know nothing. Me and him had a side conversation just now. We thought the OKC bombing was the Unabomber. Right? I don't know anything. I want to know about it. You guys have hooked me on that. It's not my pick, but I'm going to watch it. So it's going to gain a viewer. The Slow Horses hysteria and everything is crazy where it is getting no hype and it is getting all the awards. And I feel like everyone who watches the show is doing such a good job of like telling everyone to watch the show.
Yeah.
So hopefully that is going to change. So Slow Horse has to be the pick because I've heard nothing but great things about the show.
Apple TV has a lot of good shows and they do zero marketing for anything.
It's
crazy.
Nuts.
They just you, brother. They
don't want
so
to promote
money.
Their things.
Yeah. I guess so. They have literally an endless supply of money.
It's like the guy who tries to promote MLB, Major League Baseball, is doing
Apple TV. Exactly.
Well. Like, nope.
So the Unabomber Manhunt show is going to go back to number 2 seed. And I hate to do this to you, Fights, but it's 30 Rock. And 30 Rock.
Fuck.
Oh, you go back and rewatch 30 Rock. Every episode has so many fucking hysterical lines. And it really doesn't have much of a fall off. And it ran forever.
Yeah.
It ran so long. And so many great side characters, top to bottom. I mean, Jack Donaghy. Jack Donaghy alone is.
It's all time. All time character.
I love when Tracy Morgan was at breakfast and they go, I'll have an apple juice. And they go, we don't have that. He goes, all right, I'll have a vodka soda.
Yeah.
First one of my favorite lines of all time.
It's the first episode. That's literally the first
is
episode.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll do that
funny.
Sometimes because I like don't drink much anymore. And I'll go out, be like, yeah, can I have a non-alcoholic beer? And they'll be like, nah, we don't have any. I'll go, all right, I'll just do a glass of wine then.
What? Not sorry. Try to take it easy.
They'll change that menu. I just said the reverse of that. I was part of a wedding, and we get there at noon. We have like 2 hours to kill before start getting ready. So we're watching college football. Everyone orders a drink. I order Rebel Vodka at a premiere Boston like clubhouse, like everyone's in like a blazer. I'm like, can I have a Rebel Vodka? She goes, we do not have.
Yeah,
we
do not do that here.
I have Rebels. I'll have a Coke instead. Yeah. We're just like, what the fuck was that?
Fuck you.
That is wild,
but, dude. Jack Donaghy. I think nobody was maybe ever in the history to be better cast than Alec Baldwin was for the character of Jack Donaghy. They are perfect melds of human actor and character.
It's also so much funnier when you realize like he's saying the exact opposite.
of what he thinks.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's awesome that he did it, and it's so funny the way he does it.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking convection oven, man. There's so many different, like, things in that thread.
He
made
the Pontiac Aztec.
Yeah.
Just the way he makes his voice, like, high, and then he'll be, like, very low.
Yeah. Yeah. And they call that out when it's him and Will Arnett.
Yeah.
And I think there's a line with Liz Lemon's like, what do you guys have, like, a low-talking contest?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, and Liz Lemon, too, just that character being, like, self-deprecating and being, like, the perfect level of it. You know what I mean? Where it's like sometimes she doesn't get it. She doesn't know that she's being self-deprecating, but then what she's saying. Like, what was the line? I think I saw you post a while back where she was like, what do you call it? Wednesdays, am I right? And he's like, it's Monday or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Monday, Lemon.
Yeah. So many great.
No. Oh, what a week, huh?
Yeah.
Because it's Wednesday, Lemon.
Yeah. So 30 Rock is going to go up against the Manhunt Unabomber. Tough matchup here. Hubs.
I'm going 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin is so good. Tracy Morgan, the whole cast. I haven't seen it from start to finish, but like it's one of those you just jump in.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. And yeah, I it should be more appreciated than it is because it's not like everyone's, I feel like, favorite. Like it should be more everyone's like favorite comedy.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. So I go 30 Rock.
See, based on the rules, I want to go with the Unabomber because everybody knows about fucking 30 Rock. There's not a person on the planet that
they know about.
The more words he says about the Unabomber, getting more concerned.
He has a great book.
Smile too. Going on now.
It's a book.
I sleep with it under my pillow.
I have it.
You feel about people destroying the environment?
I don't know, man. I mean, that was his whole, I guess, like, 30 platform. Rock is so good that even if it is appreciated, it's not appreciated enough.
I think that's the idea to think about. Yeah. So another one for 30 Rock. I would go 30 Rock as well. I mean, every fucking character. The producer I always thought was really fucking funny. Like the bald guy. That's like.
He
was so fucking funny.
The producers in some of these shows. I worked on Larry Wilmore on Comedy Central back in the day, and there was this guy who was the executive producer, Rory Albanese. Shout out to Rory Albanese.
Yeah.
He was he was Jon Stewart's head writer back in the day, and every day before like we filmed the show, we'd do a production meeting. He would have the room in fucking tears.
Uh-huh.
And he was the producer, just like one of the funniest guys in the world. He's passed at the Comedy Cellar, like is not out to be this huge comedian, but if the producer is funny, it trickles in.
So yeah,
I get that,
dude. It's so
good. I worked with him one time, and he was the best. And he was like, the best thing about this is whenever I leave here, no one knows who I am, and I can just like go do whatever I want. If Jon Stewart left here, like everyone's like crowding him and asking him like autographs and stuff.
He was great. Rory Albanese. Very funny.
Dude, even like Jack McBriar's like immortal fucking page character. So many different things, like layers and different long-running gags throughout 30 Rock that just kill me. So I'm going with that.
Yeah, 30 Rock. I've watched it once all the way through. I loved it. And even I don't appreciate it because I never watched it again, even though I loved it. Every episode's great. Tracy Morgan's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Rory would walk – one more thing. I'm sorry. Rory would walk into the production meeting sometimes, and he's kind of like this like sweaty guy. And he had his hair, and he'd walk in, and just as a bit, he'd be like, all right, what do we got here? And he'd like light up a cigarette in front of everyone. And it'd be like, dude, what is – it's 2020 whatever. Oh, he's killing me.
Shit.
Anyway.
Fights?
I'm going to go 30 Rock. I also am currently realizing that I'm kind of the annoying community fan for 30 Rock, but it's so good. It's so good. It is. I say this a lot, but it is. It's of that Thursday night lineup. It's the funniest. If you want to make an argument that like Parks and Rec or The Office is the better show, I can hear it. But like the funniest show is by far 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with that. Also, if you like 30 Rock, I recommend the book Romantic Comedy. It is basically it's a novel, fake story, but it's like it's basically 30 Rock. It's really good. Mm-hmm.
Would you say Jack is the funniest character of that NBC lineup? Or do you just go that far?
Don, he's so fucking good.
He's so good, Steve.
It's a measured thing, you know what I mean? Where it's like he wasn't always the main character. Like Steve Carell was always the main guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, there's just so many great characters on. Like every character on there, basically, literally every, even like the janitor. Every time he pops up, always cracks me up. Like it's so.
Jenna Maroney, that SNL actress that would always show up. Like she was like the cat tamer, I think, in the first episode. Like she would show up as like a different thing every time. She was really funny.
Yeah. Dude, you know who my – so a girl I was friends with in college, her college roommate was her like childhood and best friend who always came over and like slept over the weekend was the
Receptionist.
It's the receptionist. Oh, it's
whose name I forget.
Oh, no.
We unfortunately did not go to the same school, so I didn't meet her. But
also, what's the name? Tracy Morgan's Bodyguards in that.
Yeah,
so fucking funny. Yeah, .com and Tebow.
.com
was such a good name.
He also just played himself.
Yeah, exactly. Which is also just a great
thing. When he was trying to get sober in the show, he was trying to do that in real life.
When he's got the scene where everyone's starting to think he's there's a picture of him walking out of a restaurant, and he's like, "Liz Lemon, I can't have this. Look at this. I look like a normal person."
Yeah,
and she's like, "Yeah, Tracy, you just walk out of a restaurant. I think it's actually nice press." He's like, "I'm walking in backwards."
Yeah. Fuck, it's so good, dude. Dukes.
Yeah, I have one question. What was the qualm or the con about 30 Rock? Was there anything?
I don't know. It just never took off in the same way that the Office or Parks and Rec
running on the same night as The Office? Got overshadowed.
It cleaned up when you guys had to choose what time slot to watch. It cleaned up at the award ceremony. So I watched it later on. I was like, this show is awesome. It's so funny. And I feel better about talking about it now. I thought I was the only person that thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was just cleaned up because it was this isn't funny. It just won the awards. I love that show.
It's
cool. I feel like a weight's lifted off my shoulders. It's 30 Rock.
I think it kind of really qualifies here. Everyone's seen The Office. Everyone's seen Parks and Rec. Not really. When you go and ask for your friends and shit, I feel not a lot have seen 30 Rock. I've heard of it. I never watched it.
I thought it was the most popular show of all time when I was younger.
It should be.
It should be. Dude, Jenna Maroney, too.
I'm a big fan of the Unabomber, but I just can't vote for him.
Yeah. big fan of his work. So we can run through our playoffs quick. First, Eastbound and Down versus the Americans. This will be, I think, an easier one just because none of you guys have seen it. But Dukes.
It's Eastbound and Down because I don't want to watch the Americans, to be honest. A lot of these shows spoke to me. The Americans didn't.
Just did nothing.
Same taste in television.
At this point, I'm going to vote for what show I liked better because I wanted to see it as a winner, and it's Eastbound and Down over the Americans.
Eastbound and Down.
Quick question on this because I never thought to nominate it because to me it's not underappreciated anymore. Did Sonny have a say in this, you think?
I thought about it very heavily. Everyone loves it. It's always Sonny. I know you'd be like, oh, it didn't win Emmys. I get that. Everyone knows Sonny.
Crazy about it, though, is that I still love it. It's still my favorite television show of all time and currently, but then the newer seasons are definitively not as good, obviously, but the fandom seems to have come right when there was kind of a decline in quality.
I'm trying to think what season that'd be. Maybe the one where Dennis left.
That one. Mindy Kaling was a guest star and stuff. That season was probably the first one that got a little more mainstream.
Yep.
And they're not the good. They're great. They're funnier than anything else on TV right now. But they're not as funny as early Sonny.
Yeah. I was just looking up just a clip the other day, the long-running gag of Rickety Cricket. It is constant change in the character is so fucking funny, dude. Holy shit. And another show where the outtakes might be as funny as an entire other show's entire run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So good. But yeah, I thought about it very heavily, including It's Always Sunny. I just think you can't. It's especially just for this group, for most people that are listening to this, they've all seen It's Always Sunny. No one's going to think it's underappreciated.
Right, agreed.
So I couldn't. But fights.
So I will go Eastbound. I'll go the Americans because I haven't seen it.
The Americans.
I'm also going to go the Americans, and I think I'm going to watch it as soon as I get out of here. I want to watch it now. Spies, America. Fuck yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm. You know one that just while talking the same convo, Dave recently recommended to me Tehran.
Tehran for is very good either.
I never seen that. I'm halfway through. It's really really good.
Yeah, that's the Mossad one, right?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah. So I'd go with the Americans as well, just because I know a lot of people have seen Eastbound and Down. Nobody really saw the Americans, and it ran for a while, and it's so good, and it's on a great network, and great actors.
What network is it on?
It was on FX, and now
what genre is it?
Espionage thriller. Yeah, I would say. I'm trying to think the best. If you like the good parts of Homeland, it's all of the best shit from Homeland just keeps going on for seven seasons. Pat.
See, for me to get into a thriller, it has to be and I love thrillers extreme. I'm spoiled by the internet. I can watch someone get shot in the face on the internet and that's
you guys, are gonna be in prison.
Keep my attention. I just don't think anything Eastbound and Down is so good that it's not appreciated enough and more people need to see it. So I'm going Eastbound.
Eastbound?
You run the
most of my friends, I feel like none of them have seen The Americans. They've all seen Eastbound Down. Like, yeah. Eastbound Down to me is not underappreciated. Like, a lot of people love that show. Ashley Schaefer, like, it's just very, very, very good. So,
like, the Dingers thing too played a big part in that too, because I feel like that permeated through, the No Bunting rather, like all that shit kind of like permeated into like the
and,
real.
And honestly, that
No Bunting,
like Will Ferrell outtake compilation on YouTube is like
honestly, my plumes.
I think seeing that enough, that is like 2 minutes of it, and it's, I feel like that gravitated people to go watch it. Yeah. So you shout out YouTube, I guess, for the
ask a question
there. But The Americans, my pick.
Yeah. Was Big Mouth? Is Big Mouth a show that any of you have watched?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that underappreciated?
I stopped watching almost after, I think like two seasons deep. I feel like I kind of like got it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
First season I was like, holy shit, this is really funny. Yeah. This is really smart. And then after that first season, I was like, all right, this is a bit much now.
That and The League I almost put in, but I think I'm just a huge
League is too popular.
The League was
I think I'm a Nick Kroll guy.
League is way too popular.
Really? I think I'm just so off of like what's popular and what's not. This has been a great. This has been like felt like therapy for TV.
Buffy is like an all-time TV character.
Yeah,
like
launched his career, and you forget how many famous people were in that. Timothy Olyphant was in an episode of League. Do you remember that?
No,
he played a white sushi chef. It was so fucking funny.
I can picture him in the outfit now.
They're like, where are you from? And he's like, Omaha. And they're like, Omaha? Nebraska? And he's like, yeah. It's such a fucking funny episode. What's happened to, was it John LaJoy? He did like all his YouTube videos that were super viral, and he was in The League. He was, he was the brother in The League.
Taco,
yeah, Taco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did like the Show Me Your Genitals video on YouTube.
Yeah.
That was like listic viral for back then, and then he just disappeared.
Who was the dude that faked the 9/11 story?
That was 9/11 Kevin.
Ranzini?
Steve Ranzaninzi, yeah.
Why? I told that story. I told
why did he do that again?
We interviewed
what was his name?
Recently.
Steve what?
I never brought it up.
I think I want to match the face to it.
He was Kevin. He's like the most normal looking guy in the league. I guess, and also the only one that didn't have like a takeoff other than John LaJoy.
There he is. Yeah. What an insane.
Wait, you interviewed him and you didn't mention the 9/11 thing? Well, I guess you can't.
It's he was like, awful. Yeah, man, I was there. Everyone was like, what?
It was like him and Ari did a tour. So him and Ari came on the show to promote it a little bit. And like, there was never a time where it would have felt appropriate to bring it up. But like, I probably, even if there was, I probably wouldn't have, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk to
him. What was his reasoning for doing it?
I don't know.
Just to get attention,
I guess.
There was like a lot of people that made shit up, though.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up part.
It was a woman who was on one of many tour about the whole like thing. She's like, I was there, I was in the rubble, and she was like in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, there's a documentary on
another,
it.
By the way, speaking of Spain, another great liar talking about Alec Baldwin before, his wife just lying about everything. It's so fucking funny.
Hilaria,
yeah.
Let her fucking adopt the culture.
I'm from Spain. This is not from Spain. Like all
you know, the fake accent?
Yeah.
She just likes the culture.
Yeah. 9/11 Kevin, man, I always forget about that. And he just fell fist year
after 9/11 Kevin.
Kevin is
so we're gonna call you Dukes.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, that you want that? You like that nickname? You want that?
No. Get that off me.
Duke said he was there.
Duke was there?
Duke told me he was there, actually, before I went on.
Born from the rubble.
That was another great Norm Macdonald joke, too. I was there in the blood and bone. I was in Canada or something at the time. So the Americans can move on. Now we have Scrubs versus Justified. Start with you, Dukes.
Yeah. I honestly haven't seen either. No, I've seen Justified. Justified because of Walton Goggins.
Yes.
And I'm again, huge Walton Goggins fan. Started the show, never really finished it, but Walton Goggins was the reason that it got my vote to begin with, so I'm going with Walton Goggins and Justified.
Justified?
I think I'm going to go Scrubs. I like, because the shock I felt when Scrubs got brought up, I was like, oh yeah, that's like one of my favorite shows ever, and I don't even think about it. So if I'm not appreciating it, I'm sure everyone else isn't.
I'm just shocked it didn't get a late like revival and interest like a lot of these other shows.
I think because it never did Netflix.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu, and Hulu just doesn't get the rewatchable.
Just pisses me off when like a white collar gets like an insane revival, but like Scrubs doesn't.
Yeah.
That pisses.
I got a
white collar guy.
I told you that Psych. Like I think of Psych and Scrubs as the same thing. Like I hate Scrubs just so much as Psych.
Really?
Would you be like that's not
so,
right?
No, Spencer, I get it, Spencer and JD are very similar.
Scrubs like something that I should entertain watching because that was just a blind hate.
They're both like zany, wacky comedy, which like I get.
It's very 2000s,
very millennial type of humor. Yeah.
Justified or Scrubs, which I watch.
Justified
for sure. Yeah.
Justified.
But 1-1 right now, Vibsy.
I haven't seen Justified. Scrubs is a top tier show. I recommend watching it. I don't know the way Feist just said watch Justified over Scrubs. I'm going Justified.
Ooh. Oh, went against yourself. Two for Justified, one.
That's because I know I know Dugues is humor. Like, Dugues will enjoy Justified.
Oh.
But, like, what show is a better show, Scrubs?
Mm-hmm. Well, about me, what should I watch?
You haven't seen Scrubs?
I have seen Mummies. Scrubs. Oh, right. I don't know. Mummies a lot. This is another opportunity for me to talk about Mummies a lot.
So we are 2-1 in favor of Justified. I would go, I think Scrubs got more play than Justified just because network thing. But, like, I think Scrubs is so funny and was very funny, like, top tier for a long time. And also, again, it's the fact that it was like that good at humor and that good at drama at the same time, and just did not get enough credit for that, I don't think. So I go with Scrubs 2-2.
Scrubs
as well.
Justified. I think Scrubs is too popular.
Too popular?
I don't think anyone has seen Justified. And I'm included in that, and I'm part of the problem, but man, I keep going back to the bullet thing. It's so good. It's enough to bring me in. It's
coming faster.
Two sentences in. I'm in.
Fucking good luck.
But no, it really just comes down to, I think Scrubs is just too popular. I think Scrubs is too, is appreciated in that sense, and people just wouldn't even be able to tell you who stars in Justified.
All right, Steve, you're going to have to break the tie again.
I love Scrubs, but I can agree with Hubs that it might be a little bit too popular.
Okay, that means Justified's going to move on in Justified versus the Americans to go into the finals. Hubs.
Jesus.
Great FX shows.
Justified Americans, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Americans. It's still, Americans is more popular of the two, but man, I think, and by the way, I fucked up. Dave loves Homeland, not the Americans. I said that earlier.
Homeland first few seasons were unbelievable.
Right, so I don't really like, I want to see the Americans, everything about it, but I've passed on it for no reason, and I've known it's been out there, but I'm not appreciating it. So I feel like I, by the definition of what we're doing here, have to pick the Americans. I wonder if people are going to come at us and say it's too popular.
I don't think it was.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
Okay, so then, yeah, Americans my pick.
Solid reasoning, Pat.
Same thing.
I would also go with the Americans, and as I think the one person here that's seen it, it is just unbelievably good, and more people should watch it.
I think I'm doing with Ray Donovan and Justified what I did, or Americans and Outlander are like the same show. Are they like similar? What is it called? Homeland. Oh, yeah. Whatever. All these shows from like 2014, they're just the same fucking show. They all blend together for me. I don't even know what we're going.
Prefer Justified.
I'm gonna go Americans.
Okay, Americans.
Homeland? What is it? Outlander.
Homeland is the one show. Outlander is the Scotland.
You're thinking of Homelander from The Voice.
Also, this
Homelander. Yeah, and I'm mixing that up with what's the fucking show that you just told me?
Homeland.
Which should I watch, Homeland or Americans?
Americans is better than Homeland.
It's the same show, and it's just like Ray Donovan and Justified. That's the same show to me.
Between the two, Americans is definitely better than Homeland.
Okay, I'll watch Americans.
Yeah. Fights?
I was going to go Justified on this one. I know I've been going Americans because I haven't seen it. I have seen Justified. I do think it's too underappreciated. I will go Justified.
Justified?
At this point, I just have a vendetta against the Americans, so I'm going Justified.
Either way, Americans can move on. On the other side...
I thought you said that was the finals.
Go into the finals.
Oh, man. I was so caught off guard. I'm like, I swear, there's a few other shows.
You missed. Yeah, there's some left. Malcolm in the Middle versus Banshee.
Oh, now this one's going to break my heart, because Banshee's the one that I'm starting after this episode.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
It's tough.
Well, I feel like it's easy in the scope of...
I do think just because I always thought Malcolm in the Middle was properly rated growing up, always threw it on, always enjoyed it. The way that you guys are talking about it, I had a way different experience. I really liked it. I think it is underappreciated for my time. I'm going Malcolm in the Middle.
One from Malcolm in the Middle. Fights.
I guess by the rule I've been using, it should be Banshee because I haven't seen it. And I'm not passionate enough about Malcolm in the Middle to go against that rule, so I will go Banshee.
One for Banshee.
I'm going to go Malcolm in the Middle.
One for
kind of similar with 30 Rock. I feel like the humor is should be more appreciated.
Yes, and I've rewatched Malcolm in the Middle recently, and I think that's going to make me vote for Malcolm in the Middle because it is like no one has really heard. They're only getting into Banshee because of Anthony Starr. Malcolm in the Middle was watched and I think appreciated by us as kids. And I think as an adult, when you rewatch it, which I did recently, there's so many other layers of humor to it that you appreciate way more. And I feel like you didn't really pick up on it as a kid. So we'll go with that. Pat?
Yeah, same thing. Malcolm in the Middle. You can watch it again and laugh at a completely new set of jokes if you haven't watched it since you were a kid.
Yep.
Well, mood point, right? Because they move on. Okay, but I'm still going Banshee. There's a scene in the first episode at the bar where a lot of people die, and if enough people knew about the show, they'd be able to like, oh, I know exactly. They don't know what that scene is. They've been missing out on that scene and how it catapults everything. It's so fun.
That actor that plays the bartender.
Can't wait for you to watch it. Yeah. No, I may watch it tonight just to like get back into it. And I don't know.
If you like Justified, It's a no-brainer. You should watch Banshee, by the way. Yeah. It is a no-brainer. You should watch it. And I believe it's on Max, right?
I don't know where it just where it newly,
might be on Netflix.
It was
now.
Hopping around for a little bit.
Yeah, it was definitely on
Max. Feels right though.
It was on Max. It might be on Netflix now. I'm not sure. Yeah. Now we have 30 Rock versus Boardwalk Empire. Hubs. This is a
this is the this is the final final
semis.
No, this is semis. Right now. We're in the yeah.
just quarters to get no
right now. Yeah, right now
quarters
we're
to get to semis.
Yeah.
30 Rock is. I mean, the cast, all that. I don't think enough people have seen like I don't want to just pick Boardwalk Empire though because it wasn't on network TV. That feels like I'm doing 30 Rock. I'm dirty, so I'm gonna stick with 30 Rock. So yeah, I the cast, Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan. You can jump at any point. You'll love it. And maybe it did get less shine because it was part of that, you know, action packed
yeah.
Thursday night. If it was kind of more of a standalone, maybe it would get more appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna appreciate it right now.
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock. I would do 30. I love both these shows. I would do 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30.
30.
Yeah, it would be Boardwalk Empire in any other day, but the way you guys talked about 30 Rock, 30 Rock.
Yeah. So 30 Rock versus Malcolm in the Middle to go into the finals against the Americans. Dukes.
Same logic. I'm going Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, I'm going Malcolm in the Middle. I think that the way I viewed it compared to you guys with like... I think that it is very, very underappreciated as good of a show as it is.
Mm-hmm. Fights?
30 Rock.
One for 30 Rock, 1-1 right now.
30 Rock.
30 Rock. I would go between these two. Like, Malcolm Middle is a good show. 30 Rock is a better show, and I still don't think it was appreciated for how good it is.
Agree. 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30.
30 Rock. Okay.
Damn, I cannot believe how underappreciated 30 Rock is. It won so many awards. I was like, I got to watch this, how much it cleaned up.
Are we going to get shit on for that, for having 30 Rock advance? Like, is that appreciated enough? When we're just
I don't, this? Again, is the whole basis of this is like, is it appreciated for how good it was? I don't think so.
Okay. I think people, if you talk to someone who knows TV or watches TV, however you want to phrase it, they'll say it's great. If you talk to any other regular person, they'll say they haven't seen.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
It's insane.
If you say like what's the funniest sitcom from the last like 20 years, like they'd be like, "Oh, The Office, Parks and Rec." They might even say Community ahead of it.
What?
Like there's going to be a lot of options they're going to say before
Community had the big like 30 Rock never got the
I think it's
the fact that it even was on Netflix. 30 Rock never really had that big.
Never got the renaissance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it didn't have a cult following. You know what I mean? It just had people that generally liked it. I don't think it never got that second wave.
Yeah.
It has,
I think
like,
people
the
didn't,
best cast
people didn't
ever,
appreciate it because of like the cast. I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch that. It's just this crazy cast lineup.
Yeah.
It was an insane lineup. It was insanely good show.
It could be a turnoff to some people.
I thought that, I think I just found out today that it's not known as the best sitcom.
It's just, it's
never. I thought it was the best sitcom ever.
It's like Fights are saying. It's
like.
True beaters know it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but regular Joe, you go walk up to someone in the street, like, how many episodes of 30 Rock? You like, no one. You say The Office? Yes.
I thought it was
Parks and Rec? Yes.
It was 30 Rock and The Office were like clear cut.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Because The Office was like better than higher ratings and all that shit while it was airing and also had the revival.
Also, The Office needs to get off TV. Every time I'm on TV scrolling around, I see four different channels with The Office.
I might start a 30 Rock revival.
You'd be the ground
zero. A lot of things you're starting.
Yeah, yeah. You just get filled up for the rest.
Start building bombs in the woods.
Saying a lot here.
Yeah, 9/11 Kevin's going to be the ground zero of the revival of 30 Rock.
I'm such a fan of his now.
Yeah. You love that those big skyscrapers in New York City like 30 Rock was, right? In Rockefeller Center? Yeah. So 30 Rock up against the Americans in the finals. Starting with you, Dukes.
I hate the Americans now.
Why do you hate
them? I've never watched the Americans.
There were such good shows brought up, and the Americans was the one that just did not talk to me.
It's so fucking good.
And 30 Rock, you guys helped its case. Like, I cannot believe how people don't view it as the best sitcom of all time. So 30 Rock.
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
This is fucked up.
Unanimous, baby.
It's all about where the relativity of it. Like, way more people saw 30 Rock than saw the Americans. And I think it's just from the scale for how good 30 Rock was as a sitcom, as a comedy, top tier. No one gives a shit about it, really. You know what I mean? And that sucks. Pat?
30 Rock, of course.
30 Rock.
I think if you presented both shows to someone who had watched neither, they would pick 30, and they watch like 10 episodes, they'd be like, why the fuck is no one watching 30 Rock?
Yeah.
It's just 30 Rock.
It's so funny. So the winner of the bracket 145 is 30 Rock. Thank you for joining. We'll be back next week with the normal crew. Shout out 30 Rock. Go watch 30 Rock. I think it's on Hulu, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Go check that out. Check it out as if I'm giving some big.
He's on Peacock too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's on Peacock too. Yeah.
It is a parody of SNL. I mean, it would make sense if it's on NBC. Okay. So yeah, go check that out. We'll see you guys back next week.